Slaughter from five. No, take it by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it in right side from 10. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And from Johnson Arena, our national anthem. And our national anthem. Good evening and welcome to this late night edition of Morehead State basketball as the Eagles host SIU Edwardsville's Cougars in Ohio Valley Conference action. Hi again, everyone. I am Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. The Eagles will be bidding for their sixth straight win against an SIU E squad that handed them their only conference loss a month ago. That happened in Edwardsville. With MSU spoiling for revenge, the Cougars enter Johnson Arena looking to break their three-way tie for fourth place in the OVC with Tennessee State and Little Rock. A lot of great storylines in this game. It should be a great basketball game as well. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as the pregame show continues here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State taking on SIU Edwardsville in OVC action. I'm Chuck Meraz, joined by MSU coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, you get a chance to avenge an earlier loss to the Cougars. They're the only ones to hang an L on you during the conference season. Big night tonight.
Yeah, it is, and obviously the league has taken notice of that and put this one on ESPNU as well, and that's the reason for the late primetime tip here, which we're thankful, you know, for the exposure. But, yeah, you know, the one loss did not play well down there at SIUE, and, you know, that was a valuable lesson for our team, and it's very much a part of the process of us becoming a great team. And, you know, I would say that Monday film session and practice was arguably one of the most important days of our season. You know, just learning what we're not good at, and when we don't play together as a team, especially on that offensive end, then we open up the door for anyone to be able to beat us. I thought we were probably good enough on the defensive end. We weren't great, but we were good enough down at their place. But we just didn't click offensively, share the basketball, make the easy plays, and execute like we're capable of. And our guys have done a really nice job of learning from that game back then and getting better since then. And then having to resurface and watch that same film this week has put a bad taste in their mouth. So I'm excited to see how our guys respond.
Coming into this game a bit dinged up physically, second leading scorer Jordan Lathan dealing with an injury problem. Deontay Miles has missed the last couple of games. Your starting post. How are things for tonight?
Yeah, you know, we'll see with Lathan. Don't know if we'll see where he's at, but don't expect him to be able to give us much here tonight. But don't think it's anything that's going to be long term. We will have Deontay back. He was actually available Saturday at Tech, and we chose not to play him. Just to continue to rest and strengthen his shoulder. And so he's back now and, you know, looking for him to make a big impact. And, you know, the minutes that Zach gave us last week in Deontay's absence were just incredibly valuable for our team. And so, you know, getting those two guys together will allow Riley to play a little bit more of his natural spot and slide everybody up, you know, the depth chart just a little bit and get us a little bit more size across the board.
Jordan has been your backup point guard, and if he's not playing as much as normal, what happens with that spot behind Drew?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll move Jerome Morton over there, and, you know, that's what we expect Jerome to be long-term here during his career at Morehead is a point guard, because he does have a lot of the same intangibles and toughness and, you know, passing abilities that Andrew has. And so we've spent some time this week, you know, prepping him for the minutes that he's going to need to play at the one, what we're going to run, what we're going to get accomplished, who we're going to go to, and all those things. So confident that Jerome can step over there and fill that void for us.
SIU Edwardsville, I know we talked about the earlier loss. What has to change for Morehead State to come away with a win tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think I thought our communication was really poor when we played down there. And, you know, these guys are going to take some tough shots, and they made some of them. But, you know, the thing that we say is they made them on their terms. You know, we let a guy like DeMarco Minor get going, get to his spots a little too comfortably. And it's all just lack of, you know, intensity and communication. And so those things really cost us. But, you know, the big thing was offensively. You know, we generated a ton of open looks. We go 3 of 27 from 3. Even with a poor shooting night, we didn't get to the foul line enough. Our post spacing wasn't great. We had a ton of execution errors. And we didn't finish at the rim. So those are things that that are certainly correctable that we've gotten better with since we played these guys the last time. We're going to have to execute those consistently here tonight.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Meraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Moorhead State at home for OVC action against SIU Edwardsville. Edwardsville led by Brian Barone in his fifth season with the Cougars. He's 3-6 lifetime against MSU. His ball club 13-10 overall, 6-4 in the OVC. Tied for fourth place with Tennessee State and Little Rock. They've won five of their last seven, but they lost their last one at home to UT Martin on Saturday, 90-79. Here's the SIUE starting lineup. Three guards and two forwards at the point. DeMarco Miner, the 6-foot senior from Chicago, averaging over 14 points, 8 rebounds a game, and 3 assists. The second guard, Rayshawn Taylor, 6'1 redshirt junior from Collinsville, Illinois, averaging almost 13 points and 4 rebounds a game. Third guard, Shamar Wright, 6'7, fifth-year senior from Memphis, Tennessee, averaging 15.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. The forwards, Shamar's brother Lamar Wright, 6'7", 205, and a fifth-year senior from Memphis. And also Terrence Thompson, a 6'8 junior from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Wright averaging almost 10 points a game and 4 rebounds. As for Thompson, just about 6 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. For Moorhead State, they come in riding a 5-game winning streak. The Eagles are 18-5, 9-1, and in first place in the OVC under 8th-year head coach Preston Spradlin, who's 8-5 lifetime against SIUE. For Moorhead State, without Jordan Latham in the starting lineup, here are the first five. At the point will be Drew Thelwell, the 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging almost 9 points, over 3 rebounds, and an OVC best 6.3 assists per ball game. The second guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 11.5 points, 4 rebounds. And then we have three forwards for MSU, Riley Minix, Deontay Miles, and Eddie Ricks. Minix, the top scorer for the Moorhead State Ball Club, averaging just about 19 points, over 9 rebounds. He's a 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. Deontay Miles, a 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points, nearly 6 rebounds. And Eddie Ricks, a 6'7 freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee, averaging 7.7 points and 5.3 rebounds. The series between MSU and SIUE began in 2009-2010. Moorhead State leads it 14-6. The Eagles have won 4 of the last 6. But as we noted, SIUE won back on their home floor on the 13th of January over MSU 61-48. Officials in this ball game: Kevin Mathis, Craig Murley, and Aaron Denton. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Tip coming your way after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Getting set for the tip. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
MSU dressed in the white home uniforms, royal blue numbers and letters, and royal and gold trim cardinal red uniforms for SIUE, white numbers, white letters, and some white and black trim. Opening tap. Miles back to Thelwell. Here we go. Moorhead State with the basketball. Thelwell drives the right arc, stands high right, goes top of the key. Miles toward the left and Ricks. Ricks on Shamar right, back to the top of the key. And Thelwell driving right block to the baseline. Skips it right corner. Minix open for three. Air ball.
Wow.
All down baseline left by Shamar Wright. Here come the Cougars. Miner to Taylor. Back to Miner between the circles. Offensive end. Left to right. Taylor out front. Works on Thomas to the right hash and Miner. Miner on Thelwell with 20 on the shot timer. Back out to right. Up top. Around the left to Taylor. Turns left. Lost the basketball on Thomas. Picks it up. He'll drive toward the left elbow. Turn to his right at the free throw line. Left of the lane to the baseline. Got down low. Threw it for the legs of an intended receiver. Ricks dives for it, picks it off, and goes to Thelwell.
Really good defense by Moorhead State.
Left wing Ricks to the far side. Thomas dribbles it back out and returns it to Thelwell at the logo. 20 on the shot timer to the right arc, and Ricks. Bounce right block extended. Riley Minix. Minix jump pass down low to Miles. Double team trapped in the zone. Back to the left corner. Ricks angle drive to the hole. Flips it up. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. He'll get two at the line.
So SIUE defensively, Chuck, plays a lot of man defense. That's kind of their go-to. Moorhead State not driving. Drew Thelwell can drive. At least not on the first two possessions they have it, but we might see a lot of that later on.
Foul on Shamar Wright of SIUE. First foul of the ball game for either team. First free throw by Rick. Scoops out, no good. Eddie on the season is 64% at the free throw line.
Yeah, he's been better in recent games, so.
Second one on the way, too strong, but it goes off the heel of the iron and in fact down through the net, good. So Moorhead State leads one zip.
That was back of the rim, up in the air, off the glass and in.
Miner up top, driving to the paint, turns it out to the near side, to Shamar right, to Miner up top. Miner on Thomas, 17 on the shot clock. Miner driving to the right elbow on Minix. Stops, looks, no shot there. Feeds it cross court, high left to Shamar Wright. Coming baseline, fades and fires with a left hand 15-footer. Clank off the back of the rim. Miss, rebound, Moorhead State, Minix. Minix to the right hash, offensive end with the dribble. Standing dribble, high right. Kicks it back out to Thelwell. Thelwell works to his left. And at the wing on Rayshawn Taylor, high right Ricks, near corner Minix. Minix on the move to the paint, driving the angle. Left of the lane, puts up the 10-footer. Off the glass, off the rim, no. Knockdown whistle foul. Two more free throws coming for Moorhead State. This in the person of Riley Minix. Terrence Thompson with the first foul for him and the second for the Cougars.
Yeah, so Minix able to get to the basket even at the number four position. It's part of his arsenal.
Minix, the top free throw shooter in the OVC at 88% from the line. Flips up the first one, good. Riley averaging about 19 points a game. The number two free throw shooter is SIUE's DeMarco Miner at 87.4%. Last year, he set an OVC record by hitting 47 straight charity tosses. Second free throw up and in by Riley Minix. 3-0 Moorhead State, who retreats inside the half-court line to defend. The crowd roars as Miner comes across the timeline. Miner at the right hash. Trying to drive the angle on Thelwell. Got to the free throw line. Back up top to Lamar Wright. Driving left of the lane on Minix. Turns to his right. Feeds up the short shot. Bottom of the iron. No. Floor rebound. Minix up the left sideline. Thelwell. 3-on-3. Back to the right side. Ricks. He'll take it off the angle. Drive. Scoop. Miss. Rebound tap toward the far side. Miner has it. He'll work it up the right sideline on the run. Into Thelwell. Got to the goal. Baseline left. Laid it up. Missed it. But the follow slam is in by Shamar Wright. 3-2 Moorhead State.
Yeah, so their first field goal coming out of transition. In the half-court offense, they really haven't had much luck getting good shots.
Both teams with a lot of adrenaline flowing here early. Ricks back toward the free throw line. Miles, far side coming left to right. Thelwell toward the far wing. Thomas, he traveled with it as he took an extra step after he took the pass. So Moorhead State turns it over for the first time tonight.
You do have to dribble.
Unless you're in the NBA.
Right, unless you're in the NBA.
Then it's optional.
Yeah.
3-2 Moorhead State defending as Taylor just inside the line at the logo Works the dribble against the Moorhead man-to-man. He draws Thelwell. Works the high left. Bounces the ball off his heel. Goes back to Shamar Wright. He'll take it left of the lane into Thelwell. Down low. He'll drive, lay it up. Miss. Miles had the rebound tapped out of his hands, but still tipped it away as it volleyballed around for a moment.
Yeah, Miles had a hard time corralling that one, but he did. And Drew Thelwell will bring it up for Moorhead State.
High left. Ricks a bounce, and now the ball knocked away from him. Shamar Wright with a steal. Down the floor he goes. Hammered as he tries to go up with a shot. By the trailing Ricks and a foul on Eddie will send Shamar Wright to the free throw line for a couple.
Yeah, Chuck, the first game between these two was a defensive battle, and this is shaping up at least early to look that way. No field goals out of the half court for either team in the half court offense. The only field goal of the game was the breakaway transition layup for Edwardsville so far.
Shamar Wright with the only 2 points in the ball game for SIUE. The lefty at the line for two. First one up. In and out, no good, but still 3-2 Moorhead State. He's 69% from the charity stripe on the year.
Yeah, a lot of students here tonight, so a great atmosphere in here.
Desmond Polk, a 6'4 redshirt senior from Milwaukee, has come in to the SIUE lineup, replacing Thompson. Right for the second free throw. High arching shot, in and out. That missed as well.
Yeah, and I thought we were going to get a lane violation, but the refs did not whistle it.
Thelwell across the line. Checked by Rayshawn Taylor. He'll take it left of the lane. Spins it to the right side. Thomas turns left, looks. He'll shoot the three. Rattles out, no good. Boy, that went halfway down before it popped out.
Yeah, it did.
Cougars with the basketball. Rayshawn Taylor driving left. Ball knocked away by Thomas. Loose. Free throw line knocked away again on the foul on Moorhead State is Lamar Wright had his hands on the basketball on the foul on Khalil Thomas, who got the initial deflection. Moorhead State's second. Thomas with his first personal.
Yeah, and loose ball foul. That was sort of a hustle foul. You almost don't mind seeing it.
22 on the shot clock, near side inbound. Polk between the circles. Lamar Wright. High right to Miner on Thomas. He'll curl around the screen from Wright. Lost the handle. Picked off by Minix on the steal. To Khalil Thomas. Weaves through traffic to the offensive end. That ball knocked away, and we've got a reach-in foul on Shamar Wright, and that's his second. And the third on the Cougars.
Yeah, and with Shamar Wright picking up his second, that's a big early foul for SIUE.
He's their top scorer.
He is.
Shot clock will be at 25 as Thompson back in for SIUE, and that will send Shamar Wright to the bench for a while.
Right.
16:03 to go in the first half, 3-2 Moorhead State.
Moorhead needs to take advantage with him out of the game.
Thomas inbounds to Thelwell. He'll jog between the circles to his left high left. Leaves it for Ricks up top, Minix. Minix, wide left, Thomas. Catch and shoot, three, in and out, no. Offensive rebound, Ricks lost it, got it back at the baseline to Thomas, high right, Thelwell. He'll fire it, three, switch!
Yeah, and that was a great rebound by Eddie Ricks to get the second chance points. Moorhead State's first field goal of the game, 6-2.
6-2 Moorhead State as Taylor turns right, comes back to his left to the near corner. Lamar Wright along the wing, Taylor out to Thompson. Thompson, high right, back for it. Polk to the left, and Lamar Wright on Minix to the corner. Rayshawn Taylor, 12 to shoot. He'll drive to the free throw line. Spin, look, left corner, open, right for an air ball three. Pulled down in the right corner by Moorhead State's Deontay Miles off the hardwood.
Yeah, and SIUE not having any luck out of their half-court offense so far.
Ricks at the left hash, leaves it right there for Thelwell with 19 to shoot. Left elbow, Miles, left block extended. Minix down low to Miles, and he was grabbed in the ball over his head.
Yeah.
And it's a turnover, Moorhead State. Taylor driving in to the right corner, Polk. High right to Lamar Wright. Sets his feet, open look three. Bangs it off the glass, off the heel of the iron, no good. Floor rebound left of the lane. Miles for MSU.
You mentioned a lot of adrenaline. Some of these shots have looked horrible, but SIUE is taking.
Thelwell works between the circles. High left and back out front to Minix to the right at the arc, and Thomas kicks it back out to Ricks. Toward the left side, Thelwell, left block extended, Minix seven to shoot. Riley plays it down. Now he's double teamed to his right, near side. Ricks open from 3-point land, lip of the rim, a miss, left of the lane, the rebound, Miles, and I think Deontay is over the back for the foul. And that will take us to immediate timeout. 14:22 left to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State 6, SIU Edwardsville 2. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street, Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family Bone-In Split Chicken Breast is just $1.99 a pound. Our Family Canned Corn, Green Beans, and Peas are specially priced for only 89 cents a can. And Jack's Original 15-ounce Pizza are just $3. The best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Talked about a lot of adrenaline flowing here at Johnson Arena tonight in this nationally televised game with a good crowd on hand. Late night game. MSU up 6-2 over SIU Edwardsville, 14-22 to go in the first half. Let's take a look at the numbers as we have our sponsor, Whitaker Bank, to thank for that. Neither team shooting it well. Moorhead State 1 of 6 from the field, 1 of 5 from outside the arc. SIUE 1 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3-point land. They've missed both of their free throw tries. Moorhead State 3 of 4, rebounding 7-5. MSU turnovers 3-2 Moorhead State.
Yeah, 1 of 6 from the field. You mentioned 5 of Moorhead State's 6 field goal attempts have been 3-point opportunities. You wonder if that's being discussed and pointed out in the timeout right now. When you have Riley Minix and you have an advantage in the post, try to get it inside and get better shots than that.
Polk, along with Miner, Lamar Wright, Terrence Thompson, and for the first time tonight for SIU, Edian Tirado, a 6-foot junior from Miami, and Indian Hills Community College transfer, averaging 2 points a game. The Moorhead State lineup, Jerome Morton has come in for the first time, the freshman from Winchester. He joins Ricks, Thomas, Miles, and Minix. SIUE with the basketball, Miner up the left sideline into Thomas, turns right, back out to Thompson. Thompson down the right wing, skips it baseline to Polk, who takes it in and slams it.
And that was just a really nice offensive play, just a backdoor cut and a wide open dunk.
6-4, Moorhead State. Here come the Eagles. Morton brings it toward the right elbow. Back behind him, Miles, head of the key toward the left, wide left. It's Ricks. Back to Morton at the head of the key, to the right side to Thomas. He'll drive the corner, high right, Minix wide open from 3-point land. It'll roll and go! Give him 5 for the night, Riley Minix. 9-4, MSU. Polk swings it back out to Lamar Wright. Far sideline, Miner. He'll move in free throw line to Thompson, head of the key, far side right. Right on Minix to the right baseline. Tries to pound his way in there. Miles now on the double. Free throw line, Thompson back behind him, Miner. Miner, head of the key off the screen, works to his right. Fades and fires from 17. That's his shot, and he hits it.
Tough shot, but you mentioned he can hit those. He loves those mid-range jumpers.
His first two. He had 24 in the first meeting against Moorhead State. Ricks, head of the key, Minix, 9-6 MSU. Wide left, Thomas quickly covered by Miner, who's got his hands all over him. Left sideline to Ricks, to Thomas back at the hash. Cross court, right hash, back for it. Morton on the catch. Morton to his left to the logo. 8 to shoot. Jerome on the move. Wide left. Drives the paint, got to the goal. Slips and falls as he got to the basket and just lost his footing and the basketball at the baseline and out of bounds. Boy, he was there, just could not seal the deal.
Right, and Moorhead State kind of needs to figure out SIUE's defense. It's sort of a matchup. They play a lot of man, and Moorhead State really can't get any good looks other than three-pointers so far tonight.
Zach Iaiemi, and we found out tonight that's actually the correct pronunciation of his name, two-thirds of the way through the season. Thelwell back in for Moorhead State. SIUE with the basketball down 9-6. Left angle, Miner to the baseline. Fades and fires the 15-footer, and he cans that one, too.
Yeah, and SIUE out of the timeout, starting to heat up. They've scored on their last two possessions.
Both of them on buckets by Miner.
Yeah.
9-8, Morehead State. Thelwell inside the line, out the Minnick screen. Takes it to his left. Mounts free throw line, Iyemi. Looks down low, clears it back to the far side. Thelwell, far corner, Morton for three. Bangs off the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. At the baseline, as Polk is knocked down, and it's either Minix or Iyemi, and I think it's Iyemi.
Yeah.
His first, Morehead State's fourth. So Morehead State will defend a one-point lead as the Eagles walk down the floor inside the half-court line with 12:09 to go in the first half.
Yeah, Morehead State now 2 of 8 for the game and 2 in 7 of the 8 attempts from beyond the arc.
Miner, left of the emblem, to the front side toward the near hash. Dogged by Thomas and the Morehead man-to-man. Miner crossover dribble. Thomas doesn't go for it. He'll turn right, come up top into Minix between the circles. Miner wants to go with it on Minix. 10 to shoot. Miner at the right wing. Hands it to Toronto. The three ball bangs off the rim. No, and I think he pushed off to get the shot. No, Miner set the illegal screen. So
yeah.
A foul on DeMarco Miner. His first and the fourth on the Cougars. And that takes us to another media timeout. 11:45 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 9, SIU Edwardsville 8. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Morehead State with the precarious one-point advantage over SIU Edwardsville with 11:45 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. MSU just 2 of 8 from the field. SIUE 4 of 10. Morehead State has made the only 2 3-pointers in this ballgame. Drew, you were bringing up something during the break about how to play offense against this SIUE defense. Go ahead and make your point.
Right. Well, I mean, they play a lot of man. It's a matchup man or it's a straight man. And if you can spread them out and drive against them and have a lot of success. We haven't done that much, but when we have, we've gotten to the goal. Minix got fouled, and even though he wasn't able to finish, Morton did drive on them and get to the goal. So maybe that was being discussed after the timeout, trying to spread them out and drive on them rather than settling for so many outside shots.
Morehead State will have the basketball. It's Thomas, Thelwell, Morton, Minix, and Iyemi for MSU. Jordan Layton, as we talked about, bit of a knee issue, not playing tonight. We expect him to play Saturday. Morehead State's second leading scorer, also the backup point guard. Thelwell dancing high right. Whips it back out to Iyemi. Left to right behind him, coming forward. Thomas to the right arc and Thelwell. He's open but doesn't shoot. Left hash Thomas. At the far sideline, backcourt is Jerome Morton. Takes it down the wing and out to Thomas, 9 to shoot. Thomas, baseline left, through the hands of Iyemi, who was right there.
Right.
The ball was there, and he was looking at the goal without securing the basketball in his hands. Good feed from Thomas, and if Zach hangs on to it, he's got
play. It was open.
Probably
it was
a dunk.
Yeah, it's just a drive to the dish, but, yeah, he just didn't hang on to it.
Right hash. Shamar Wright back in there to Thompson to his left. Far side. Rayshon Taylor. Right block. Shamar Wright to Thompson. Back at the top of the key. Rayshon Taylor. He'll take it to the left block. Put it up over Iyemi and scored off the glass and in.
Yeah.
And he also will get a free throw because Zach fouled him. His second. Morehead State's fifth. And a possible three-point play coming up for SIUE's Rayshon Taylor. His first field goal of the ball game as Miles comes in for Zach.
Yeah.
Iyemi. And it's 10-9. Edwardsville with the one-point lead.
Yeah, there wasn't much contact there, but there was enough. He had good position. He had his hands up. There was still some contact.
Taylor, an 85% free-throw shooter, completes the old-fashioned three-point play as he knocks down the charity toss. 11-9, Morehead State down by two, head down on the attack left to right. Comes Thelwell down the far wing toward the corner against the matchup. He's trapped there. Bounce left block extended. Miles straight to Minix. Right side, Thomas down the baseline. Morton, he weaves his way into the paint, then lost the ball to Taylor, who gives it to Shamar Wright to the goal.
And he's
crossover dribble, Euro step, a walk. He laid it in, but it won't count. It'll be an SIUE turnover.
Yeah. SIUE on a 7-0 run now. Morehead State almost over 2.5 minutes without any points at all. Just nothing getting going offensively.
Morehead State also with 6 turnovers already. 11-9, Morehead State trails. Left sideline, Thelwell. Jump feed, left block, Miles. Straight away, Minix. High right, catch and shoot three for Thomas. It'll rattle back out and back in. Wow.
Rattled in, out, and in. And Morehead State back up 12-11. And here's a steal
by Thelwell. Thelwell at the left wing. He'll take it to the paint and then curl it back out to Morton. High right to Thelwell. MSU up 12-11 after that basket, that three by Thomas a moment ago. Thelwell up top, right wing, Morton. Bounce right block extended, Minix. Minix cross court, left side. Long free by Thomas. In and out, no. Baseline left, offensive rebound, Miles. Out to Thelwell for
love
a triple. Put it on that board.
And that's the second time Thelwell's hit a three after a big offensive rebound. Morehead State up 15-11.
On two straight threes, Rayshon Taylor driving the right wing to the baseline. The runner off the glass and in from seven over two defenders.
And that time it just, Morehead State just didn't seem to get back and get set into their defense there.
15-13, Morehead by two, 9:25 to go until halftime. Thelwell down central across the timeline, works down the middle. Bounce left elbow extended, Minix. Minix right side, Thelwell. He'll catch, he'll fire a three. Yes, sir!
Thelwell's feeling it.
6 points for Drew and Morehead State up 18-13.
And he's broken open off it. He just broke off one off the screen there.
Taylor off the screen from Thompson. He'll fire a three. Missed it. Long rebound kicks out. Miles can't get to it. Right sideline to Polk. He'll back up into the corner. Fire a three, but just inside the line. Give him 2 points. Give him 2 points. Desmond Polk now with four. It's 18-15 MSU. Thelwell across the timeline. Left elbow coming back for it. Minix. Minix on Shamar Wright. Turns right. Comes free throw line. Wide right. Thelwell. Turns left. Comes between the circles. Drives right. Back out to Minix. Straight away for a triple. Heel of the iron. It'll curl off the rim. No good. Floor rebound. Miles for Morehead State. Right wing Thomas. Cross court Minix. Left corner to Morton. He'll back it out on the dribble to the hash and out to the logo to reset Thelwell to Morton. Morton at the wing and out to Thelwell. 8 on the shot clock. Drew Thelwell on Toronto. Driving baseline. Left the runner off the glass and in. Thelwell with 8. Morehead State leads by 5.
Yeah.
7:59 to go until halftime. Thompson out top. Wide left, Shamar right. Morehead man-to-man. Left arc. Polk circles out front and leaves it for Thompson. Wide left, Polk. Back between the circles, Shamar right. 10 on the timer. Left wing, Toronto on Thelwell. Turns right off the screen, high right to Polk. Driving into Miles to the baseline. Tries to put up a runner, blocked away by Miles and Minix and out of bounds with 3 on the shot clock.
Yeah, great defense by Morehead State as we head into the under 8 timeout. It'll be SIUE ball, but as you said, only 3 seconds to shoot.
7:36 to play in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 20. SIUE 15. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whittaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State lead 20-15 at home over SIU Edwardsville. 7:36 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Morazzo with Drew Barnett. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whittaker Bank. SIUE 7-15 from the field, not quite 47%. Nothing of three in shooting triples, 1-3 at the line. Moorhead State 6-14 from the floor, nearly 43%. 5-12 outside the arc, 3-4 at the line. Rebounding 9-8 MSU. Turnovers 6-5 Moorhead, top scorer in the ballgame. Moorhead State's Drew Thelwell, 11 markers for Drew, picking up some slack left by the injured Jordan Layton, who's not playing tonight, who averages normally about 16 a game. Top scorer right now for SIUE is Rayshawn Taylor. He's got 5.
Yeah, and Thelwell also 3-3 from deep. So when you look at those shooting percentages, 5-12 beyond the arc, 3 of those, the 5 are his.
I'll tell you what, when Drew is scoring, it really changes the way teams have to defend us, because that opens up everybody else.
Right. And then, again, the other thing about that is that two of those three threes were created by big offensive rebounds.
Three on the shot clock for SIUE. They'll have the ball, offensive end, baseline right on the inbound. This will be Rayshawn Taylor to put the ball in play for the Cougar.
Yeah, and you want to be careful not to foul here. You know that they're going to be frantic to get something up. Just don't give them two free throws.
The 7-footer Miles in his face. He'll look toward the right corner to Lamar Wright. Back to Rayshawn Taylor. Fadeaway three. Missed it.
Good defense.
Floor rebound in the right corner. Yeah. Picked off the Harwood by Moorhead's Riley Minnich. To Thelwell. Thelwell across the line. Runs the right wing. Standing there on Shamar Wright. Up top Miles. Around the left, Ricks. Yeah. Rick controls a bouncing back out to Minix to the right at the arc and Morton. Man-to-man SIUE. Straight away, Thelwell controls. 12 on the timer.
They're not doubling down on Minix. Give it to him.
Left block extended. Riley has it. 6 to shoot. He has Miner with him. Now he's double-teamed. Cross court out to Morton. Right corner, Ricks.
And a shot clock violation.
One pass too many. Morton had to take that three from the high right side.
I'm a little surprised that before they doubled down on him, Minix just didn't try and drive the basket.
Yeah, just one pass too many. I know Preston Spradlin talks about making the extra pass.
Yeah.
In that case, it was the extra pass that was the extra pass. It shouldn't have been the extra pass. MSU drops back on defense, up by 5 as Miner clears the timeline and gives it to Taylor between the circles. Taylor driving on Thelwell. Back out to Lamar Wright. Straight away for 3. Back of the rim, no. Rebound tapped out to Miner. He's knocked down. I think Miles will get this foul. He does, and for Deontay, number 2. And Zach Iyemi also with 2, and he'll come back in with 6:45 to go in the first half. That will send Miles to the bench.
Yeah, and that's getting to be an issue. The fourth foul against Moorhead State, and I think 3 of those have been loose ball fouls.
Right hash inbound, fresh 20 in the shot clock. Shamar Wright out to brother Lamar, out for it to Brian Taylor, who's just come in. He's the cousin of Rayshawn. To Miner, he'll drive in the lane, spin it back out straight away to Lamar Wright. He'll split two defenders, scoop and score off the glass. 20-17, MSU by 3 as Thelwell works it up on Miner, who backpedals at the timeline. Thelwell across between the circles. Off the double screen up top, works high right. Bounce head of the key, Iyemi. Far side, Ricks. They're man-to-man talking about SIUE. Bounce left block extended to Riley Minix. He'll play it down into a double-team spin right to the near corner. Morton's open, left-handed three. Yes, sir!
And that was just a beautiful drive and dish right there.
And Jerome only with his sixth triple of the season in 31 tries. 23-17, Morehead State. Miner out front, working back and forth off the screen. High right coming out for it, Brian Taylor. Straight away, Lamar Wright, Shamar Wright around behind him, coming around to the top of the key for a three ball. No, low rebound, Rayshon Taylor. Far side, Miner. Oh, he walked with it, missed the three ball. In the paint, the rebound, Iye Yemi. Trying to tie him up, Lamar Wright, unsuccessfully as Zach got the ball to Drew Thelwell. Thelwell across the line. Again, that double screen up top, the horn set. High left, Thelwell. Working the dribble, now off to the far side. He whips it to Ricks. Pops it back out front to Morton. 10 to shoot, wide right, and Thelwell. Right block extended, Minix, 7 to shoot. Riley fades and fires from 12. Back of the rim, no, fight for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds, and I think it will be...
SIUE,
yep, as Zach Iyemi touched it last.
Yeah. And, oh, we're going to get an over-the-back foul. It is the correct call. I thought we had gotten away from it, or away with it. It was just going to be out of bounds. But, yeah, over the back.
Yeah, Zach was over the back for the foul. His third. Yeah.
And that hurts.
Yeah, because you've got Miles with two and Iyemi, the two post players, with three. And they're going to send Wright to the other end for a free throw after Morehead State's seventh team foul. Wright with a first of one in bonus. Cans it. Shamar Wright now with 3 points in the ball game. 69% free throw shooter, as we talked about. Changes for SIUE. Polk will come in for Taylor. I think Thompson about to come in for Shamar Wright.
Yeah. And EME, it's going to get pretty thin in the post here with him in so much foul trouble.
Shamar Wright hits the second free throw. He's got four. The lead is at five for Morehead State, 23 to 19. It's actually four. I looked at the scoreboard. They hadn't changed it yet. 5:09 to go in the half as Thelwell, unopposed to the timeline, and the cross on Miner and the SIUE man-to-man. Skips it right side. Ricks coming around for it. Bounce right block. Minix fakes a man in the air, lays it up, and in foul! He'll get a free throw.
Yeah, and that was a great job by Riley Minix to anticipate the foul and get the and one.
And that foul will go on Lamar Wright, his first. And for SIUE number five, Minix will have a chance to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Riley now in the ballgame, 7 points.
Yeah. And just a really smart player. He had the wide-open dunk, but he knew he was going to get fouled, so he hesitated just a split second, and that's what got him the and one.
Morehead up 25-19. The Eagles will have Minix at the line for the free throw. 4:57 to play until the break. Riley looks up after a couple of bounces, shoots and hits. 8 points for Riley Minix, 26-19. MSU by seven, biggest lead of the ball game for Morehead State. Down central, here comes Miner, right to left, into Ricks. Down the near arc, back out to Thompson, right hash, Brian Taylor. Wide left, back out for it, Polk. Flips it out to Miner. Out front he goes, right hash, Lamar Wright. Circles right, comes to Polk, coming to his right. Free throw line jumper in and out. No. Tapped up by Ricks. Rebound free throw line. Comes out to Minix and Morehead State with the ball.
A near travel with two men on the ball, but got away with it.
Thelwell inside the line, left of the logo. Toward the far hash. Turns right off the screen by Miles. Tries to throw it inside and threw it right into the hands of Thompson of SIUE. To Polk at the far sideline. Polk cuts left, back behind him. Left to right. Miner for the basketball on Ricks to the far side. Ricks guarding him closely. Miner wants to go with it. He'll step into an 18-footer. Rims off, no. Riley Minix, the board for Morehead State. Baseline left, near sideline, Thelwell. Thelwell controls at the right hash, turns left. Far hash to Ricks up the sideline for it. Back to the far sideline, Thelwell. Thelwell, left block extended, skips it off to Minix with 13 on the shot clock. He'll pound his way in there. Down low to Miles, knocked away, ball loose. SIU has it. Another turnover, Morehead State, that's number eight. Miner at the far side, backs toward the corner, turns left, looking for a screen, comes into Miles, dribbles around the baseline, goes high right to Brian Taylor for a three ball. No, rebound slapped out, Lamar right to Miner, wide left to Brian Taylor, high left to Miner. Miner on Miles, baseline, double team, kick to the corner. Lamar Wright, three ball, high off the rim, no. Right block, rebound, Morehead State, Drew Thelwell. The Eagles dodge a bullet after turning the ball over for the ninth time in the first half.
Yeah, and Morehead State going to slow it down here.
Thelwell, high left, penetrates to the right elbow. Clears it back out, far side, Ricks fakes, drives the angle. Here he comes with a scoop and score with the left hand. And we've got a foul on the play, too, against Edwardsville. And against Lamar Wright. Give the points to Eddie Ricks' first field goal. Gives him three. And for Lamar Wright, his second personal. That's number six on SIUE.
SIUE coaching staff not happy with the call, but had it not been in the restricted area, it probably would have been a charge.
That's exactly right. It was in the restricted area. And we have a timeout on the floor with 2:56 to play in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 26, SIUE 19. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
State on top over SIU Edwardsville, 28-19. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. 2:56 to go until halftime. The Eagles will have Ricks at the line when we return to action in just a moment. He was fouled in the act of hitting a layup. Cougars did not like the call, particularly head coach Brian Barone, but that foul going on Lamar Wright, who was in the restricted area,
right.
Had contact with Eddie Ricks, who went down, as did Lamar Wright. Now Ricks will try to add to his point total this evening. He's got three. Eddie averages almost eight markers a contest. One of the better freshmen in the OVC, to be sure.
Yeah, and you really want to see Morehead State close out the half strong. They got a chance to get it to double digits here, and you just don't want to let SIUE hang around.
Ricks stands line right, push with the right hand, it'll go. Eddie with four. Morehead State up by 10 for the first time in this ballgame, 29-19. Miner left of the emblem. Leaves it there for Rayshon Taylor. Right hash, Shamar Wright. Up top, Thompson. Miner trying to come out and get the basketball. Ricks all over him. Now back to the line. He goes and takes it. Miner on the drive into Ricks. High left, Shamar Wright turns right on Minix, driving to the right block for the baseline. Takes it to his left. Jumps, hooks with the left hand, missed it. Thompson, the tip of the miss. Whistle foul. I think they got Miles. Oh boy.
Yeah, and this not a lot of contact on this whistle.
And now Morehead State's post players, Ieyemi and Miles, each with three, and we've yet to hit halftime. And Miles will come out. Morehead State will go small with Jerome Morton coming in. That means Riley Minix will slide into the five spot, and Rick's likely into the four spot.
So, this is a small lineup to finish the half.
Free throw by Thompson, up and in.
Not a lot of contact there.
By the way, that was team foul eight on Morehead State. Thompson's first point, 65% free throw shooter. Getting two here, lining up for the second one. Push with two hands, and that rattles out no good. Khalil Thomas, the Morehead State rebound. hands it off to Thelwell. Thelwell, left-hand dribble, gets him across the timeline. Whips it high right to Ricks. Back out for it, wide left, Minix. Minix on Shamar right, far sideline, Thelwell. 15 to shoot. Thelwell starts in, backs up, wide left. Left hash out for it, Morton, baseline, Minix. They double-team him. Jump pass, right corner, Thomas. Four to shoot, three to shoot. The runner with three to shoot. With one hand, he missed the shot but drew the foul, and that's what the whistle was. A foul on SIUE, number seven, some more in the bonus.
And to be fair, there wasn't a whole lot of contact on that one either. So,
so you got the foul. You have to put it on the board. Khalil Thomas, two free throws here, line right. Khalil's first one up and in. He now has 7 points in the game. Personal foul went to Rayshon Taylor, his first. Thomas has been pretty good at the line. Hasn't had many opportunities, but he's almost 83% for the year. Second one up and in.
And hit both of those. Those are big.
8 points for Khalil. Morehead State up 31-20. 2 minutes to play until the break. Right hash working. Rayshon Taylor turns left, top of the key. Back behind him, wide left, Miner for the basketball. Driving on Thomas. Right block to Thompson, who takes it in and slams it home.
Yeah, and SIUE for these last 2 minutes with, you know, Morehead State not a real post player, probably going to look to go inside every time.
Thelwell will walk it up with 1:40 left to play until the break. Drew leaves it. Left hash, Thomas, a bounce to his right. To his right. Head of the arc, Ricks. Left elbow, Minix. Minix picks up his dribble, back to the hash, coming for Thelwell. Thelwell, left baseline dribble, right corner Thomas, comes down the baseline, clears it out wide left. Morton open for a three, bangs it high off the iron, no. Baseline left, the rebound, Miner for SIUE. He hustles to the offensive end, right to left for the Cougars. 23 to shoot, Miner on Thomas, fakes, looks. Dump inside to Thompson. Bullies his way in there on Ricks and lays it home.
And again, they're looking to force it inside, and they've got it down to seven. This is a big possession here for Morehead State because you feel like SIU is going to be able to score at will.
Thelwell down the left wing with a dribble, keeps it, turns right off the screen from Minix to the near side and Thomas. Thomas turns left, crossover dribble, comes back to his right. Wide right, Ricks. Catch and shoot, three, got it!
Big basket there.
Eddie Ricks with seven. Morehead State up 34-24. Rayshon Taylor on the drive on Minix, lays it home, baseline left with a left hand.
Yeah, and that's six straight points in the paint for SIUE. And Morehead State smartly waits until under 30 seconds to inbound. They will have the last shot.
We're at 22 seconds to go. Left of the logo with the dribble, offensive end, Thelwell. Man-to-man is SIUE. Thelwell surveys the defense. He draws Miner as his defender. 9 seconds to go. Thelwell, Miner grabs him. Thelwell to the right arc, up top to Minix. Long three. Yes, oh, yes, wow. Yes. And that ends the half. With time running out, Riley Minix bags the big three to end
what
the first stanza as we head to the halftime locker room. At the break at Johnson Arena, it's Morehead State 37. SIUE 26. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Drew Barnett. This is Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com. Or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Halftime at Johnson Arena. The good news is Morehead State leads SIU Edwardsville 37-26. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett.
A spectacular halftime show.
Yes, we have a lightsaber fight going out there.
Anyway.
Well, we get back to the ball game. What a way to end that fine first half for Morehead State. Riley Minix hitting a long three to give the Eagles the 11-point advantage at the breakthrough.
Right, yeah, and then on the play before that, also hitting the three. So Morehead State was able to extend their lead despite giving up three consecutive points in the paint, or three consecutive field goals in the paint, 37-26. But that was big. You felt like that they didn't give up the lead despite not having a post player for the last 3 minutes of the half.
Well, one of the lightsaber guys just lost his cell phone. I don't remember that from the original Star Wars whatsoever.
It was in one of the outtakes. If you get the director's cut, it's in there.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers for the first half, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. Again, 37-26, Morehead State leads. SIU Edwardsville led in the first half by Rayshawn Taylor, 7 points. Terrence Thompson with 5. 4 points apiece to Marco Miner, Shamar Wright, and Desmond Polk. Lamar Wright with 2. SIUE, 11 of 28 from the field, 39.3%. 0 of 9 from three-point land, 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State, 15 to 14. The Cougars with 3 assists, 5 turnovers, 5 steals in the first half. Morehead State with 2 players already in double figures, Riley Minix and Drew Thelwell, each with 11. 7 points coming from Eddie Ricks. Khalil Thomas with 5. 3 points for Jerome Morton. Deontay Miles, Zach Iemi, MSU's 2 post players did not score, and they're also each in foul trouble with 3 personals apiece here at the break. Morehead, 11 of 21 from the field, 52.4%, 8 of 16 from three-point land, 7 of 8 at the line, winning the rebounding battle, 15 to 14. Morehead State with 10 assists, 9 turnovers, 3 steals in the first half. We're at the break. Morehead State at home leads SIUE 37-26. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Crystal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm happy to be here.
So for anyone who doesn't know, what is Today's Youth?
Today's Youth is a workforce development program. Our goal is to provide future employment for youth in our area so they can become productive citizens in our communities and have sustainable employment.
And these are young people who are out of high school. I think it's 17 to 24, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you identify these kids? How do you find out that they've fallen through the cracks after high school?
So our first step is usually to partner with local high schools to help identify participants that may have dropped out of school or have disabilities or other automatic qualifiers that make them eligible for our program. They also help us target seniors that will be pursuing high-demand careers that we have the potential to help fund.
Okay, and what does that funding look like? It's, as I understand, many different things, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the first aspect, if they're pursuing one of our high-demand careers that are approved by our workforce development, then they can potentially receive up to $8,000 in funding over a two-year period. Mm-hmm. So that breaks down to like $4,000 per semester. Mm-hmm. We also provide support services that include mileage reimbursement for driving back and forth to school, child care if they're parenting youth. We can also purchase supplies. So if they're in a welding program, for example, we can help pay for their boots, welding helmet, jacket that's required for the program. Or, for example, if they're in a nursing program, we can help pay for stethoscopes, scrubs, non-slip shoes, all those things that are required that can be hard to purchase for a full-time student.
Yeah.
And our funding also helps pay for tuition and books if they have unmet needs in those areas.
And the other aspect of this is skills training, right? The skills that you need not to be a welder or a nurse, but to get the job and work in a work environment.
Absolutely. So we do that by providing paid work experiences. We partner with local businesses to help find mentorship to place the participant so they can gain employable skills that could possibly lead to full-time employment in the future. We also offer workshops and activities to help build resume building, interview skills, other soft skills that are important on job sites, as well, and labor market information, career counseling, things along that nature.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone's listening and they're interested in participating, whether that's somebody on campus or within the communities, it's the 6-county service region, right?
Yes, that's correct. We serve Bath, Montgomery, Round, Fleming, Greenup, and Boyd.
And if anyone's listening, they want to participate in some way, are there opportunities for them to do that?
Absolutely. So we hire MSU students as work studies in our office, and then we would also like to potentially partner with students to help mentor participants to help mm-hmm. with those workshops such as the resume building and the interview skills.
Crystal, thank you so much for all this information.
You're welcome.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with my guest Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with TicketSmarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead State leads here at halftime over SIU Edwardsville at Johnson Arena, 37-26. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Got just a few seconds, Drew Barnett. If I'm looking at tees for Moorhead State, you've got to keep your post players in the game.
Right.
Iaemi and Miles each with three fouls.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, cut down on the turnovers. Moorhead with nine in the first half.
Yeah, those are the two big things. And again, after we got into the foul trouble and neither Iaemi or Miles in the game, they scored, you know, six straight points in the paint. 16 of their 26 points have been in the paint. That's been a big strength of theirs. So, you know, trying. And then the 8 of 16 from three-point range is spectacular, but you got to figure that's not going to continue forever.
Second half coming up. Moorhead State leads SIUE 37-26. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
26, Moorhead State opens the second half on top of SIU Edwardsville here at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. The two teams right now at their respective bench areas getting some last-minute pieces of instruction from their head coaches, Brian Barone for SIUE, Preston Spradlin for Moorhead State. A quick note about Drew Fellwell. He has, as a player, been involved in 87 career wins at Moorhead State, one shy of the record set by Terrence Hill about a decade or so ago, the record 88. So he can tie the record tonight. And if Moorhead State can finish this one off and then get one on Saturday, he'll be the winningest player ever at Moorhead State.
And he may have another year to go.
Yeah. Taylor will inbound midcourt near side. It's Taylor, Miner, Shamar Wright, Lamar Wright, Thompson for SIUE, Thomas, Minix, Ricks, Thelwell, and Miles for Moorhead. And Wright, Miner, skips it down the right arc to Taylor, flips it back out, Shamar Wright, wide left, out forward, Miner. Curls to his right, jump and shoot off the angle from 12. Air ball taken down by Minix. Boy, he didn't miss many of those that badly.
No, that was good defense by Minix. And just having him out there means that he can disrupt what they want to do offensively.
Minix up top toward the left elbow, Miles. Miles holding on Miner. Stelwell coming around, wants it straight away. Takes it left to right, takes it down the near wing on the dribble. Bounce left block, Minix, he'll pound in. Take it baseline, scoop with the right hand, in and out. No whistle, foul, he'll get two free throws.
Yeah.
I think this is going to go on Thompson, who hit the deck.
Right.
And Terrence Thompson with his second personal foul, first of the half on either team.
Yeah, and a really good play there, just getting it to Riley in the low post to where he was able to create the shot. Didn't go down, but he gets the two free throws.
Minix with two free throws, first one up, and a miss.
And a rare miss for Riley Minix from the line.
Found out that Riley shoots 30% from three-point land. On his rest of it, on the rest of his field goal tries for the season, he's 65%.
Yeah, he's real effective.
Well, he nails that next free throw and leads the team, and also in the game, he's the high scorer with 12 points. 38-26. Morehead State. Taylor across the line on Thelwell to the left hash. Left elbow Thompson, back behind him Taylor on Miles, baseline right, feeds it up.
And that's number four on Miles,
and
another
Taylor scores.
With almost no contact at all.
Yeah, that was one they couldn't or didn't have to call really, but they did. Now Miles has to come out with four fouls, and Iaemi has to come in, and that's just what you did not want to see.
No.
From Deontay Miles.
And this is going to be a huge problem because, again, to reiterate, without a post player, SIU is scoring in the paint at will.
Taylor, free throw up in. He completes the three-point play. He's got 10 points. First Cougar in double figures, 38-29, Morehead State. Backcourt pressure, 1-2-2 zone by SIUE. Thomas has it across right sideline, Thelwell. He'll clear the midcourt line, come to his left to the logo. SIUE man-to-man, right wing Ricks. Back out straight away, Iaemi. Left to right behind him, Thelwell. Turns right, comes free throw line. To the block, to the baseline, the goal with a scoop and score!
All right, and you keep doing that. And again, with the post players in so much foul trouble, every offensive possession feels crucial because you don't want to give up that lead.
13 for Drew, 40-29 Morehead State. Right arc, Miner with the dribble. Feeds it back out. Rayshon Taylor sets his feet and throws up an air ball three that sails out of bounds.
Not sure why they did that.
SIUE now nothing of 10 and three-point tries tonight.
Yeah, that was about, what, a 19-footer that went about 18 feet. So
Thelwell down the middle. Drives toward the right hash. Feeds it back out. Iaemi. Left arc, Ricks. Bounce left block, double team. Minix has it, clears it back out, skips it out to Thelwell, cross court. Thomas, catch and shoot three. Yes, sir!
A big shot there by Thomas.
Khalil with eight.
And Morehead State with their biggest lead, 43-29.
43-29, Morehead State. Miner on the drive, turns left, free throw line, cut off, down low. Thompson turns, reverses, lays it up, and scores. He's got seven.
And again, they're going to continue to look to go inside. At least I'm guessing they will.
Thelwell brings it across right to left for Morehead. Gets around Taylor. Got to the goal. Takes it to the goal. Scoop. Miss. Boy, didn't miss too many of those.
No, he does not.
In the paint, the rebound. Lamar Wright got it to Miner. He'll run to the left sideline and get it across the timeline. Got by Thomas to the baseline. Skips it inside the lane through the hands of Thomas. Tied up by Iaemi as they dive for it near the far elbow.
And
possession light. To Morehead State.
He's going to get the ball. So good defense there by Morehead State to create the loose ball. Fortunately, not a loose ball foul. I know this isn't. It seems like we've had more than our share of loose ball fouls in this game.
Morehead State's biggest lead has been 14 in this game. Right now it's at 12, 43-31. Morehead with the ball, 17-24 to go on the game clock. Here comes Thelwell across the line, left-hand dribble. Gets him high left, hands it there to Ricks, back out toward the line, and Minix. Right hash coming back. Thomas, high left. Minix drives around right. Far side, Ricks. Straight away, Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Off the iron, no. Tipped up and in, no baseline left by Minix.
And Riley was just by himself under the basket to clean that up.
14 for Riley. Now here comes Rayshon Taylor dribbling around to the far corner. has Lamar Wright for a three. Missed it. Miner put back on the rebound. Scores. And
yeah,
Drew
and
Thelwell, shake it up, was on the floor. And now we've got a timeout called.
And now we have a technical.
And a technical against Morehead State.
And Preston Spradlin really upset that they did not stop play when Drew Thelwell was on the floor. And
circle this.
What's more important than, well, you hope that Thelwell is able to stay in the game.
Looks like he'll be okay. He's being checked out by Jordan Kelly, the trainer.
And again, I understand the frustration here, but
we've got
a media timeout.
Yeah, let's
so
go ahead and step out. We'll call
after the media timeout.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about it in a moment. 16:46 to go in the ballgame. Morehead State on top over SIUE 45-31. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett on the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Mill store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed. Soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials. All this week at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA fresh store ground beef is specially priced at only $3.99 a pound. Our family light chunk tuna packed in water is just a dollar a can. And the 24-pack of any Pepsi product is only $8.99. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Our best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. IGA.
.16:46 to go in the ballgame. Morehead State up 45-31. A technical was called just before the break against Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin, who was upset that Drew Thelwell was knocked down and laying on the floor while play continued. And I'm not sure if he thought maybe that there was some sort of flagrant action against Thelwell, or he thought the time should have been stopped while Thelwell was on the hardwood.
Right.
By the way, another point of order to note. Riley Minix, if he can get to 18 points tonight, will hit the 2,500 mark for his college basketball career. And right now, Minix with 14 is just four away.
Yeah.
Did you get an explanation on what
Well,
happened?
It looked to me like it was a legit screen, which is why they didn't stop the play. That he did get hit in the face. He didn't slip like I thought. Preston was really upset that they didn't stop play because it was essentially 5-on-4, and Drew was laying on the ground. And, you know, based on his reaction is what drew the technical foul. Drew appears to be okay. He is back onto the floor. So that was the big concern, is will he be able to stay in the game? He is in the game. But this is potentially a big momentum shift here.
Miner is shooting a technical line right. First one up and through.
Yeah, and they have a chance to get it down the 10. And I believe they're going to get the ball because it was a Class A technical.
Miner with 7. Second one up gives him 8 as he cans it.
And it will be SIUE ball. So this could be a 6 or even a 7-point possession.
45-35. 10-point game.
And oh, no, it is Morehead State ball.
Yeah, Ricks will inbound baseline to our right to go 94 feet. To Thelwell against the 1-2-2 zone pressure. To Thomas. Thomas, jump feet toward the right sideline. Thelwell comes across the midcourt stripe. Left wing backboard, Ricks. Ricks skips it out front to Minix. Minix on the move. Left wing, Thomas tipped and stolen by Miner. Here he comes the other way for the breakaway layup. Reverses and scores with the left hand.
And it's down to 8. This is a big possession for Morehead State. You feel like the momentum is shifting away.
11th Morehead turnover. Fell well inside the line. Works out front off the double screen, high right. Free throw line, bounce to Ayemi. Zach, near side. to Ricks, batted back to Ayemi. Ricks has it, high left, on the move, fell well for three, scoops out, no. Baseline left, rebound, DeMarco Minor for SIUE. Up the near sideline, he comes with his team down by eight. He'll step into a three, right wing, and drain it. He's feeling it right now.
Right, dude. And we've seen SIUE's ability to come back, and Morehead State wisely taking another timeout, I think.
13 for Minor, of which nine have come in the second half, and Preston Spradlin will call a Morehead State timeout. The Eagles will be left with three.
Yeah.
MSU with two team fouls to SIUE's one, right? Net.
Right.
Yeah, you could kind of feel the momentum switching. Morehead State's lead now has sunk to five at 45-40.
Yeah, and it was 45-31, so a 9-0 run here by in the last 60 seconds for SIUE. And really, this is just a big possession. You kind of want to slow it down, get back to what you were doing. And again, you would imagine that we're drawing up a specific play here, realizing that it is kind of a pivotal point. And out of the time, and again, Morehead State been really good out of timeouts this season. You just get the feeling this is a big possession in the game.
Earlier tonight, the MSU women held on for a win over SIU Edwardsville, 69-66. So, Morehead State's basketball teams with a potential sweep tonight. The Eagles, the men, can hang on here with this one. Thomas will inbound, backcourt, far side near the hash, drops it into Thelwell.
Once again, SIUE, pretty much a straight man. They've been in that all night.
Thelwell skips it, right sideline to Ricks. Ricks, a bounce to his left, picks it up and goes to Thomas, coming left to right out front. He'll circle around the screen, got it to Ayemi. Now falls down as he tried to get to the goal in the paint, and the possession light to SIUE as he was tied up by Polk.
And again, they set the high screen. They looked to slash for the basket. Ayemi just lost the handle on it, and the jump ball goes to SIUE. So not what you wanted to see out of that timeout.
Crowd getting a little restless.
Yeah.
Rayshawn Taylor down the middle. Takes it left angle. Back to the far side. Lamar Wright to Taylor. Right angle drive. Left corner. Skips it off. Lamar Wright for three. He bags it. And now it's a two-point game.
Yeah.
He's got
and
five.
Nobody went out. He was just wide open for three.
12-0 run for SIUE. Thelwell near side, Ricks. He'll dance to his right, back down the left side to Thelwell, and a foul away from the play. I think Lamar Wright was holding Minix, and that's the call. Third foul on Lamar Wright.
Just the second team foul on SIUE for the half.
Shot clock will be at 21, 15:01 to play. Baseline right, inbounding Minix. Right elbow, Thelwell out for it. Skips it in the lane. Ayemi turns to his right, puts it up with the left hand. No, but tipped in by Minix.
Yeah, and that's the second big rebound and tip in that Riley Minix has had this half.
16 for Riley. Far side, Rayshawn Taylor. Morehead up by four. Left corner, Lamar Wright tries to work his way in there. Takes it to the block, in on Ayemi. Turns, five-footer. It'll go.
Tough shot, but he hit it. Ayemi was there defensively, but he just shot it over him, and it went in.
47-45. Again, the zone pressure by the Cougars. Backcourt, Thelwell comes across. Now SIUE will peel back on defense. Out front, Minix has it between the circles. Left elbow, Ayemi. Backed off is Lamar Wright. Ayemi wants Thelwell. Now instead goes left block, Minix. He'll take it to the baseline.
And
puts it up, stuffed back up in his hands. And I think we've got a foul on SIUE.
We do.
Two shots for Minix.
I think that should have been a jump ball. I think Morehead State kind of got away with one there. But we'll take it. And they're going to give him free throws.
Shamar Wright with his third foul, the third on SIUE. Thompson will check in for SIU Edwardsville. Morton about to come in for Morehead State.
Yeah, so a bit of a break here. It was
Minix with 16 points to lead all scorers in the game. Riley with two, line left, first one up and in.
Riley, an excellent free throw shooter.
Ayemi will come out with Morton coming in. MSU going small. Minix will slide into the five spot.
And the last time we went small, we had a double-digit lead. So now it's only a three-point lead.
Minix, second free throw with a right hand. Good. And now he has 2,500 career points for his collegiate basketball career. Yeah. Minix with 18 markers tonight, 49-45. Morehead State, Minor, left angle drive, cut off, backs it to the far side, keeps his dribble, looks for the shot, bounce toward the corner, Lamar Wright looks down low. Straightaway Polk, near side, Rayshon Taylor. Right angle drive, jump feed, left corner, Miner. He'll step into a three, rims off, no. Right block, rebound, Thomas, Morehead State. Left sideline, Thelwell on the jog to the offensive end. Drew back to the trailing, Thomas far side, Ricks right corner. Morton, he'll fake, drive in, take it to the goal. Scoop it up off the glass and in.
And great play, yeah. And that was just a great, you know, drive and fake there. You know,
that foul's on Lamar Wright, by the way. That's his fourth.
Yeah, big, big play in this game. But it was just the crossover, like the one-stop step, drop, and then just drive after the fake.
Well, Morton will have a free throw when we come back after the fourth team foul on SIUE. Your score, 13:44 to play in the ball game. Morehead State 51, SIU Edwardsville 45. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Morehead State out in front of SIU Edwardsville, 51-45 with 13:44 left to play in this ball game. Let's go inside. The numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting over 53%, SIUE at over 46%. The Cougars are 2 of 14 for three-point land. The Eagles are 9 of 19. Free throw shooting, 7 of 10, SIUE. Morehead State 10 of 12, rebounding to Morehead 20-17. The Eagles with 12 turnovers to 6 for Edwardsville. Riley Minix leads all scorers with 18. Thelwell has 13 for SIUE. Top scorer Miner with 13. Rayshon Taylor with 10.
Yeah. And then we just said that before, the stop fake and then the drive. Just a beautiful play there. And that alone, you felt like it shifted the momentum back toward Morehead State after it had been going toward SIU.
Yeah, that fake and then getting to the goal as Morton did, and then drawing the foul after hitting the basket, that was huge. And you could tell the young freshman from Winchester was fired up after he made that play.
It was a great play. Let's hope he can finish off the three-point play here.
Morton is 71% from the free throw line for the year. This will be his first free throw of this ball game. As he stands line left.
I was so excited I couldn't talk after that. That's a
It's all right, buddy. I got you covered.
Yeah.
Free throw. Up. It'll rattle out. No good. Rebound Miner for SIUE. Down centrally comes. Coming out for it right to left. Taylor. He'll work it toward the left hash. Pick up the dribble to his right, and Thompson head of the arc. Thompson to the right of the lane. Near side kick out Miner. Miner can't get in there on Ricks. Wide left. Lamar right. Far side. Rayshon Taylor. Circling right, back to the left side. Lamar right for three, skims the iron, no good. Ricks had the rebound and lost it off his hands out of bounds.
And it was just two guys that ran into each other and then lost it out of bounds. SIU not even attacking the glass. I'm a little surprised that they're settling for outside shots when they're not particularly a good outside shooting team, when Morehead State has really no true post player in the game.
Shot clock at 20, SIUE resets. Miner from the right wing driving on Minix to the goal, flips it up. Baseline left with the right hand over his head, missed it. Missed about everything. Maybe grazed the iron. Minix the rebound for Morehead State to Morton. Jerome down the floor. flips it back behind him. Dominic's between the circles. Left elbow, Iyemi. Iyemi, that is. High right, Dominic's steps into a three. Swish!
Wow, and a big bucket there by Riley Minix to extend the lead out to 9.
21 for Minix. 54-45, Morehead State. He's hit 2 long threes in this ballgame. 2 very long threes.
Right.
High right, Polk has it on Morton. Backs it up to his left. Got up to the cutting. Rayshon Taylor drives in. Went right in to Zach Iyemi. And they're going to call a foul on Zach. And that's his 4th.
Yeah.
And I thought he was giving ground. And I thought the contact was made by the offensive player. But I could be wrong.
And it looked like, and again, maybe it was in the restricted area. But it looked like he was trying to avoid the contact, knowing that he would pick up his 4th foul. And again, Morehead State having issues with both post players with 4 fouls.
Third team foul on MSU when you include the technical. Rayshon Taylor, line right.
Yeah.
For a couple of tries for SIUE with 12:39 to play. Taylor, first one up. He'll flip it up. Back of the iron. He's now 2 of 3 at the line.
Miami coming to the bench, and Morehead State again going small.
As Ruth Elwell, who got a breather, comes out to replace Iyemi.
Yeah.
Taylor, another free throw. Crowd in the end zone trying to get after him a bit.
Yeah.
Taylor takes a look, squats, shoots, and hits. 55-45, Morehead State.
12:37 to go, and in big foul trouble.
I think they gave the point the wrong way, didn't they?
Yes, they
54-46, Morehead State by 8. Right hash, Thelwell from Morton. Right corner, Thomas on the drive. Dump inside baseline. Minix fades and fires from 16. No. In the paint, the rebound, Thompson for SIUE. To the hustling Taylor to the offensive end. Driving on Minix to the goal. Blocked by
traveled.
Riley,
yeah.
And he traveled with it. Riley absolutely stoned his shot.
Yeah.
As an exclamation point
right.
To the turnover. 7th on SIUE. 54-46, MSU. Down central, unopposed, is Drew Thelwell. Thelwell, high left, Ricks. Ricks looking inside, instead back out to Minix. Coming to the right hash for it, Thelwell. Left to right out front, Thomas takes the basketball. Left wing skip to Morton. Morton looking down low at the block to Minix, and it's stolen by Taylor.
Kind of a poor delivery pass there.
Taylor on Morton, pushed off with a basketball.
Yes.
Yep, they're going to call a foul on Rayshon Taylor. Offensive foul as he pushed off Morton to get to the goal.
Right, and you got the sense that he didn't really need to do that.
No. Second on Taylor.
Yeah.
And number 5 on SIUE.
And 11:53 to go.
Morehead by 8.
Trying to hang on to this lead, and again with a small lineup on the floor.
Thelwell comes down the middle of the floor, works at the logo as he comes just inside the line. Man-to-man SIUE. He'll drive the left arc. Straight away, Ricks. Ricks looks. Juan Thomas finally gives him the ball toward the right hash as he shook free from Polk.
Riley.
Right block extended, Minix. Minix plays it down. Wide left, Thelwell. Catch and shoot, 3. In and out, no. Boy, that thing looked like it was
yeah,
good
that was
from
a
here.
Great shot. It just didn't go in.
Miner the other way. Cut off by Ricks as he tries to drive right. Comes left to the free throw line. Gets to the lane. Right angle. Puts it up from 13 and cans it.
Yeah. And again, the lead down to 6. How pivotal was that? It was, I thought, great ball movement, great passing to get a great open look. Just didn't go down. And instead of being up 9, they're only up 6.
15 for Miner. Left elbow. Backing out. Minix for the basketball on Lamar Wright. He'll play it down on the hardwood. Take it to the block. Fight his way in there to the baseline. Tries to fight up a shot. Knocked away. Foul. He'll get 2 free throws. Riley will use his body.
Yes, he will.
To get in there and get those shots and draw fouls. He did it right there, and he just fouled out Lamar Wright, who picks up his 5th. And he'll leave the game with 7 points. And this will also take us to a media timeout. And if I am not incorrect, SIUE now with
16
fouls.
So Morehead State will be shooting the bonus the next time they go to for the next foul.
We're at the 10:50 mark to go in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 54, SIUE 48. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State out in front by 6, 54-48 over SIU Edwardsville. The Eagles have led by as many as 14 in this ball game. 10:51 to go. Still a lot of basketball to be played, Drew Barnett.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, we've seen SIUE's ability to come back at times previous in the season. You know, they fell behind real big to Tennessee State in their last game and came back to make the game of it. So, and they trail by 14 in this half, if you can believe it. It got as close to two, aided largely by the technical foul and sort of a big run. So, but again,
SIU Edwardsville is going to send in Dorian Staples, a 6'7 senior from Fredericksburg, Virginia, for the first time tonight. He replaces Lamar Wright, who just found out. Staples averaging only about 2 points and a rebound a game.
Yeah. So
they're a little smaller, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. All post, the post players for both teams have been in foul trouble.
Minix will be line left for two. Cougars have also checked Eddie and Tirado, the 6 foot junior, into their lineup from Miami, Florida. Minix, first one up, left it short off the rim, no good. Riley is now 6 of 8 at the line in the ball game.
We need these free throws.
21 points in the contest for him as he sets up for the second one and fires at home.
Yeah, and with both teams being small, can Riley Minix become, not that he hasn't been a factor already, but a big factor in the last
game. A bigger factor, let's say. Miner across the line, works on Ricks, takes it toward the left elbow, dancing there, far side line, Tirado, and back out to Miner. Miner stepping to his right, had a screen, a moving screen, moves in free throw line, far side, Tirado driving on Morton, along the wing, Thompson, out to Miner between the circles. He'll float to his right on Ricks, two to shoot, one to shoot, fades and fires a three, spins off the rim, no good.
Nice
Minix with a great rebound as he took it away from Staples and got it to Thelwell. Thelwell down the middle, works to the near side, takes it to his right, to the lane, to Minix behind him. Minix in on Staples, to the left block, to the baseline, looks for the shot, no, clears it out near wing, Morton. Morton returns it right back to Riley Minix on the hop with nine to shoot. Minix fades and fires from 16, switch.
Yeah, and that pushes the lead back to nine.
Riley Minix continues to be big in this ball game for Moorhead State. He's now got 24 points. Tirado at the right side. Offensive end, 57-48 Moorhead. 9:35 to play. Polk, baseline right. Steps in, steps out, fades, fires, misses. Ricks the rebound, knocked away from him by Miner. Out of bounds to MSU.
Yeah.
And a change for the Cougars of SIUE. Shamar right in for Thompson. Khalil Thomas in for Eddie Ricks for Moorhead State.
All of Moorhead State's foul trouble, Riley Minix without a single foul in this game. I'm just now realizing that. So he can step it up and be a presence defensively as well.
Polk out for SIUE. Rayshon Taylor, a late add. Inbound to go 94 feet, right to left, Khalil Thomas. No defensive pressure in the backcourt. As Miner will meet Thelwell as he comes across the line and runs the left arc and turns right, comes back to the top of the key. Far side, Thomas steps to his left. He'll shoot the three, put it on the board.
I was about to say, I'm not sure if that's the shot you want, but when he hit it, that is the shot you want.
11 points. Now Miner has the ball knocked away from Thomas, and a late whistle there and a foul on Khalil, his second personal. And Morehead State now with 1, 2, 3, 4 fouls in the second half.
Yeah.
MSU leads 60-48. Double-digit advantage.
Right.
MSU with 14 fouls, as we talked about. Right sideline inbound for SIUE as Polk checks in. Tirado leaves for the Cougars. 25 in the shot clock as Polk, right sideline front court, will inbound for Edwardsville. Delwell in his face, waving his arms. Bounce out front to Staples. Works it on the dribble, high left, hands behind him. Miner coming up the sideline to his right to the block. Up and under to his left. Puts it up, it rolls off. No, Miles had the rebound, lost it. Staples, a putback try, missed that. Another tap try by Staples. That doesn't go, and now a rebound, Morehead State, Khalil Thomas.
Yeah, so he didn't get the steal, but he got the nice rebound, and Morehead State with the ball and up 12.
Minix has it from Thelwell out front. High left coming out for it, Miles. 14 to shoot, Miles controls. Skips it, left block to Minix, who's double team. Now he'll back in, turn, look, fake once, twice, put up the air ball. Got it to Miles with the left hand, he'll roll it up and miss it from short range.
I thought that was a shot, I really did. That was a pass to Miles, and he almost finished it.
Miner driving on Miles, got down low, baseline right, puts it up and missed it. Staples had the rebound, then lost it out of bounds, baseline left, and Morehead State will have it.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going end-to-end with some physical play, too.
Yeah, we are. And you can start to sense that SIUE is starting to get a little frustrated. They got as close as two. Morehead State made some great adjustments to get it back out to 12 and a chance to get it back to 14, which would match their biggest lead.
Shamar Wright's coming in. I thought he fouled out.
I thought he had as well.
Yep, it's only four on him. I'm sorry, I had five, but it is four. Miner will come out. So it was actually his brother Shamar that got a foul. Lamar Wright's still out there, so the Wright brothers each with four fouls. Far side, Thomas from Thelwell, now a foul away from the ball. Dorian Staples was holding Miles.
Okay.
And Staples with his first.
And that's number seven. The seventh foul.
Yeah, so Morehead in the bonus.
Yeah.
And this will mean the big man, Deontay Miles, heads line left to shoot 1+1. He's yet to score in the game, yet to try a free throw on the year at the stripe, 57.5%.
Yeah, and his free throw percentage, not the best percentage, but it has been getting better recently.
Thompson in for Staples for SIUE. Miles, the big seven-footer, takes a deep breath, bounces a couple of times, free throw up and back of the rim, nope. And a rebound, Polk in the paint. To Taylor, back to Polk. Here comes SIUE to the offensive end, down by 12 with 8 minutes to go. Out front, Thompson with the basketball. Thompson looking right, looking left. Far side, Shamar Wright. Driving the angle on Thomas. Got to the block, double team there. Skips it, right elbow. Thompson stolen by Minix.
Oh, wow.
Bounce to Thelwell, 2-on-1. To Minix, trapped it up on the alley-oop and missed it. Floor rebound rolls right to Shamar Wright of SIUE. They're 3-on-2. Far side, Polk. He'll launch the three. Spins off, no. In the lane, the rebound, Morehead State, Deontay Miles.
And Minix, you know, a little bit shaken up. He went up for the alley-oop. It's sort of an awkward, and he landed awkwardly, but still in the game.
Being held right now.
Yeah.
Right hash, Thomas out to Minix. Back to the far side, Thomas takes it to his left off the screen. He'll shoot the three. Scoops out, no. Left block rebound, Polk for SIU. Far sideline to Rayshawn Taylor. Taylor on the move on Thelwell, got to the baseline, can't find the shot, spins it out straight away to Polk. Polk on Morton, drives to the right block, and we got a whistle and a stoppage in play, and I think we've got a timeout called by SIUE, Coach Brian Barone.
And that'll take us to a media timeout.
And that should leave them with, I think, three timeouts according to the scoreboard. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the media timeout with 7:04 remaining at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 60, SIU Edwardsville 48. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scrupulous salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State on top of SIU Edwardsville, 60-48 with 7:03 to go at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State on a 6-0 run over the last 3:47 in this ball game. Yeah. SIUE is 0 of its last 7 from the field. Also one of its last 11, a scoring drought of 4-12.
Right, and that's what led to the timeout. And you kind of would have liked to have seen Moorhead State extend this out even more.
20 on the shot clock, SIUE, the ball, offensive end, Miner working on Thomas. Now the switch off to Ricks on the defense. Miner down to left arc, got it to the cutting Thompson, into Iami, puts up the layup, it'll roll and go.
And that ends the drought. And again, SIUE, another team that's really good out of timeouts. When they call timeout, they do it with a purpose.
Delwell the other way. Works it left wing, hands it to Ricks. Ricks looks in, goes back out to Minix. Right hash up the sideline, Thomas. Wide left, Minix. He'll play it down, hand it behind him. Delwell coming up the arc. Delwell, 11 to shoot, comes in top of the key. 9 to shoot, right side. Goes up to Minix for 3. You can count that one too.
Wow. A big basket for Moorhead State.
27 for Riley Minix. 13-point Moorhead lead. 6:14 to play. Miner, right side. Angles into the free throw line. Now back up to the top of the arc and to the right elbow. Thompson out to Lamar Wright. Far side, Miner. They'll try to get in there on Thelwell. Take it right to the free throw line to Thompson. Straight away, Taylor puts up a three. Partially blocked by Ricks. Taken down by E.A. Yemi.
Yeah, and Moorhead State deciding not to run, to slow it down, which with 5:50 to go, you kind of like.
Delwell, offensive end, calling the play with the right hand, dribbling with the left. Now switch it back to the right hand on the move.
There,
it down. Oh, Iami, who lays it up and in.
That was a beautiful pass by Drew Delwell.
Iami with the bucket, his first basket of the game, and it's now 65-50 Moorhead State.
Yeah.
Miner.
Give him two assists.
Yeah. Left wing, Miner, straightaway Taylor off the screen. Snaking his way to the goal with a scoop and a score and a foul against Moorhead State. Yeah. Count the basket.
So for a split second, Moorhead State had their biggest lead in the game. It's down.
And that foul goes on Riley Minix, only his first. Moorhead State with its fifth. Conversely, SIUE has placed MSU in the bonus. 17 fouls for the Cougars. Line right, Taylor will try to finish the three-point playoff. He's got 13 points. About what he averages. Taylor, free throw up and it'll rattle and go. Moorhead State, the inbound up 65-53. 1-2-2 zone pressure by SIUE. Thomas backside, double team across the line. Right hash, Delwell. Delwell turns left to the logo on Miner. Man-to-man Cougars. Now the ball nearly knocked away, but Delwell got it back. Moving in right elbow, near side Ricks. He'll catch, shoot the three ball, back of the rim, no. Rebound, Thomas taps it to the near side, no one home for Moorhead State.
Yeah.
And the ball sails out of bounds. It was a good idea, but
yeah,
Ricks had moved.
Right.
And that's where he thought he was tapping the ball to Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie wasn't there.
Yeah.
And now Deontay Miles comes in for EAME. Zach with some good minutes right there.
Amazingly, neither one of them has fouled out with 5 minutes to go.
Each playing with four
right.
Personals. 65-53 Moorhead. Taylor out of the emblem. Wide left, Miner on Ricks. Now Thelwell on the switch off on defense. Left baseline. Here comes Taylor to the hole with a layup over Miles and score. Miles a little late getting there. 65-55. 4:42 to go. Thelwell clears it down the right sideline to Minix just inside the hash. Minix holding, looking. 19 to shoot. Out to Thelwell at the center circle. 15 on the shot clock. Thelwell on the move to the right hash. Comes top of the key, Miles. Back behind him, Thelwell. He'll fire a three ball. Off the glass and in!
On the playground, that wouldn't have counted.
16 for Drew. Now, and Meyer at the other end, check that. Taylor runs right over Thelwell, who got back on defense, and it's a charge on Rayshon Taylor. His third personal, and the 18th foul on SIUE.
Yeah, and he hit him in the chest. Had that been a little higher, they may be looking to upgrade it, but they're not going to go to the monitor. So just a common foul.
Polk will come in for SIUE. Thompson out.
Yeah.
Moorhead with a 13-point lead and 4:15 to play.
Yeah, but a good defensive play there by Drew.
Inbound against pressure. Thomas to Thelwell. He'll be double-teamed backside. Midcourt right sideline, Thomas. Thomas down the right sideline, now backs it up to the hash and goes left to the logo off to Thelwell. Thelwell plays it down wide left to his right up top, Thomas. Behind him, Thelwell. Through to the right arm. Bounce to the cutting. Miles tries to stuff and foul from behind.
Yeah.
Missed the shot, but we'll get two free throws. Good feed again.
And another good feed.
And that is number five on Lamar Wright. He does foul out. And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:54 left to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 68, SIU Edwardsville 55. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State leads over SIU Edwardsville 68-55 with 3:54 left to play at Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. I think I said 18 fouls on SIUE. They were a little late putting on the scoreboard. It's actually now 9. That's big because the next foul puts Morehead State into the double bonus down the stretch, and it will be very tough for SIUE to play defense without sending Morehead State to the line.
Right, and you figure that they might be, if they try to extend the game, they're going to be sending Morehead State to the line. So
they'll get extra tries.
Yeah, they'll get extra tries. So
MSU from the free throw line in this ball game, 11 of 16, that's about 69%.
Yeah.
That's about what SIUE is percentage-wise, but they've tried only 13 and made 9.
Right.
Thompson, Rayshon Taylor, Miner, Polk, and also Shamar Wright for SIUE. Morehead State will answer with Ricks, Thelwell, Miles, Minix, and Thomas.
Yeah, Miles,
it will be Miles line left for two.
Miles without a point in the game yet, so he'll get two free throws here.
What's your point? That he hasn't scored a point.
Yeah, my point is that he hasn't scored a point.
Good point.
Right. I rarely make points at all.
Miles, the big lefty at the line, 7 feet, 240 pounds, free throw off and a miss. So he's tried two free throws and missed them both.
Yeah, and what is the whistle here? Are they going to say Miles Well, okay. It wouldn't have counted had he hit it. They're going to say his foot. I haven't seen this called in years. His foot was over the free throw line, so they would have waved it off, but he missed it anyway. So kind of inconsequential.
So Miles will try again, line left. Takes his time, launches, and connects. There you go.
I stand corrected. It was a lane violation on SIUE, so he'll get yet another free throw.
Miles with his first point gives Morehead State the 14-point lead. Deontay with the next one, pops it, kicks out, no good. Right of the lane, Thompson clears it off for SIUE. Back to the dancing Miner across the line. Taylor out for it between the circles. Right wing Miner on Ricks. Miner looking, cutting left off the Thompson pick. Trying to drive on Eddie Ricks to the right of the lane. Jump and shoot, blocked by Eddie. Thompson has it right block, forces his way in there on Miles. Missed it, but slammed down on the follow by Shamar Wright. Nearly offensive goaltending.
Yeah, it really was nearly offensive goaltending. Great defense there by Morehead State. It's just when they blocked it right to the offensive player.
3:21 to go. Thelwell, as Morehead State has to break pressure to get to the offensive end to our left. 15 to shoot, Thelwell holding on Polk. Drew with 10 to shoot. In the Miles in the lane. That's double team, left corner. Here comes Ricks, and Eddie was standing out of bounds when he took the pass.
Yeah.
So it turns it over to SIUE. Morehead State has given it away 14 times tonight.
Right.
3:06 to go. The Eagles by 12, and the Cougars with the basketball. Rayshon Taylor on Thelwell. High left to Miner. On Ricks, he'll turn right off the screen from Thompson. Take it high right, coming up. Polk for the basketball, left block on Thomas. Uses his elbow, turns, fades, fires from 12, missed it. Rebound Thelwell, he's tackled, and a foul against SIUE.
Yeah, and that's going to send them to the line.
And I think this is Polk.
Right, Brian Barone not happy at all with the call, just a loose foul.
Desmond Polk's first, and Morehead State now in the double bonus. Team foul 10 on the Cougars of SIUE. Line left, MSU's Drew Thelwell for two. He's not been to the free throw line. He owns 16 points in the game. His first free throw of the day, the lip of the rim and a miss. Drew coming in at just about 73% from the line.
Yeah.
He'll have a second one.
Morehead State just 12 of 18 from the line tonight.
Thelwell also with 17 assists. Now he missed the second free throw. SIUE offensive end. Taylor trying to work off a screen to his left from Thompson. Fires up a three. Missed it. Bottom of the iron floor. Rebound Ricks. Flips it to Minix. Riley holding against the double team. Got it to Thelwell.
Morehead State with only 2 seconds to get it across. They barely do.
Thelwell dribbles out of trouble and got it to Minix at the right hash. Minix with Taylor all over him. Trying to work away from him toward the left hash. Goes over there and gives it to Thelwell. Eight to shoot. Thelwell bumped from behind by Miner. Curls back to his right between the circles. Three to shoot, two to shoot, one to shoot. Stolen by Taylor to Miles, who fires a late three. He'll bank it home, but I don't think it's going to count.
No.
Because I think the shot came late.
It did. A shot clock violation. Preston Spradlin thinks that SIUE had possession and that the shot clock should have reset.
Now the officials will talk about it.
Yeah, they're going to review this. I didn't realize this was reviewable. I don't think they can count the basket because they blew the whistle.
But Deontay Miles nearly had his first triple of the season on his very first try. I'll tell you what, though, good job by him to scoop up that loose ball
and just
throw it in with the shot clock expiring.
Right. So it was clearly, it looked to me, Chuck, it was clearly after the shot clock expired. The question is, did SIUE have possession of the ball, which would have reset the shot clock?
Morehead State will be at home on Saturday. Women's men's doubleheader starting at 1 o'clock with the women's game against Eastern Illinois. The men to play at 3:30.
Yeah. And
the women earlier won tonight, 69-66 over SIUE.
Yeah, another big win for them, their 12th of the season. The women's standings is completely log-jammed. I think second and fifth are all tied in the loss column, so Morehead State right in the mix, and it is a shot clock violation, so the shot will not count.
Good job by the officials to go over there and look at the replay review just to make sure.
Yeah.
All right. like that and a close call like that when they do that to make sure that they are correct.
Yeah.
2 minutes to play in the game, Morehead State by 12. SIUE with the ball. Brian Baroni still working the officiating crew. He's upset about something.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he didn't think it was a shot clock violation. Not sure what he's complaining about. It's
Holt,
their ball.
Far side, inbounds to Rayshon Taylor. Races the right wing into Minutes. Bounce right block to Shamar Wright. Takes it to the goal and scores over Miles. 10-point Morehead lead. 1:55 to play. Full court man-to-man pressure. Ricks inbounds to Minix. Minix being hacked by Shamar Wright. Jump feed right sideline. Thelwell down the sideline. Got it to Ricks. To Thomas high right. At the line, Thelwell. The Minix left hash. Cross court. Thomas and back out to the line. And Thelwell, 15 on the timer. 1:35 to go in the game.
SIUE not fouling yet. Only 1:30 to play, as you said, Chuck.
Thelwell turning left, coming free throw line. Near corner, wide open, Thomas for the triple. Rims off, no.
Offensive rebound by Deontay
Miles. Oh, and missed the follow, but tapped it up off the glass with a second follow-up try.
And Preston's Fredlund emphatically calling timeout after that.
I really wish Deontay's triple had counted.
Yeah, I know.
1:19 to play in the ball game in Morehead State with a 12-point lead, 71-59. And lest you forget, the Eagles are playing this game without their second leading scorer, Jordan Lathan,
right,
who puts in about an average of 16 points a game. He is seventh in the OVC in scoring, and the Eagles have had to mix and match with their lineup again tonight as they're shorthanded.
Yeah, and you really got to be happy with the effort. Again, playing without Jordan Lathan and then having to deal with foul trouble for pretty much the entirety of the second half. And despite all of that, great bench coaching and great adjustments by the team. They're up 12 with 1:19 to play. And Preston Spradlin with some last, instructions there.
Big offensive rebounding effort by Deontay Miles, who got two putbacks and was able to finish off on the second one.
Yeah. Preston showing quite a bit of athleticism calling that timeout. I think he was 4 or 5 feet off the floor. He's jumping to get the referee's attention.
SIUE to inbound to go 94 feet. Ball rolled into Rayshon Taylor. He'll be met as he comes across the timeline by Thelwell. He'll work the right arc and back to his left to the top of the circle. Left block to the baseline to the goal. Looks for help. Feeds up a wild shot. Bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound. Taylor had it knocked away in the paint. Kick out far side, Polk. He'll drive baseline left, put up the 17-footer and a miss. Three to line rebound. Pulled down by Miner, who's pulled to the hardwood by Minix, who picks up his second personal. And that will stop the clock with 1:01 to play.
Oh, it's on the floor.
It's on the floor, and Morehead State with only its sixth team foul.
Yeah.
So SIUE will get an inbound baseline left.
And again, Morehead State with the foul to give.
Rayshon Taylor will trigger the inbound for the Cougars. Looks in, looks out, looks in, looks out. Goes right block and stolen by Thomas. Ahead to Thelwell.
And
inside 1 minute to play. Thelwell on Miner. They look for the trap on Drew, and Miner with a hand-checking foul will send Thelwell to the other end for two free throws with the Eagles in the double bonus.
Yeah, and you can finally start to breathe a sigh of relief here. With 53 seconds to play, Morehead State with a 12-point lead, and Drew Thelwell going to the line. He did miss his first two attempts, but normally a pretty good free throw shooter on the year.
Thelwell, 16 points, 7 assists, the OVC's assist leader. Came in with 144 on the season. First free throw, back of the rim, twice and a miss.
What?
So he's now 0 for 3 from the line. Thelwell's 151 assists, 10th best in the country.
Yeah.
And his next free throw, this time right down the middle.
Morehead State just 13 of 22 from the line, way below their season average.
Ball rolled in. Rayshon Taylor, far sideline, picks it up for the Cougars. Driving to the left corner, bumped by Minix with a hip check, and Riley with his third foul.
And
that is the seventh on Morehead State, so it will be an opportunity to score with the clock stopped for SIUE. 49.8 seconds to go. They're down 72-59, and Rayshon Taylor is line right for 1 in the bonus.
Yeah, and you don't want to keep sending them to the line. You want the clock to run.
Taylor flips up the first free throw and bags it. Taylor with 17 points. This guy has come back from three ACL surgeries during his collegiate career. He also knocks down the next free throw. And changes for SIUE. And let's see. Down by 12. And who are they sending in? Toronto is out there. It looks like they've sent in 6'4 senior Ethan Yancey from Houston, Texas. He doesn't play much.
No, but he does when they're trying to draw a foul.
Morehead State will inbound against full court pressure.
And they get it to Riley.
Minix in the far corner with 46 seconds to go. Feeds it across to Morton. Morton splits a double team and then is tripped up at midcourt. They're going to call a travel on Morton?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. 11-point Morehead State lead. Thompson back in for SIUE. Morehead State with turnover number 16.
And they're turning.
And now the lights went off in the arena.
Yeah, this is a snafu of the game's not over, and the teams will have to go to the bench until we figure out what happened with the lights.
And while we have a moment, let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
And
you're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
And the lights, as Drew said, back on. 20 to shoot for SIUE. Right sideline, front court inbound. For Thompson, leaves it right there for Taylor. 40 seconds to play in the game. Taylor driving baseline right into Minix. Backs to the block, turns to the left of the lane. Takes once, twice, puts it up from short range. Missed the shot and a foul on Morehead State. I think that's the fourth on Minix.
Yeah, he didn't get his first foul until about 10 minutes to go in the game. But
stop fouling.
Yes.
34 seconds to go. You're up by 11. And now Taylor will get two more free throws, line right. Taylor at the line in this ball game is 6 of 7. First one up and in.
Eight. And that cuts the lead to 10.
And they put their designated foulers, Toronto and Yancey, back out there. Miles out. Morton in for MSU. Extra ball handler.
And Morehead State with the timeout if they need it, if for whatever reason they're unable to get the ball in.
Taylor's next free throw also good. 9-point lead, Morehead State, 34.3 seconds to go. And a whistle, and what's this about? Full court pressure by the Cougars as Thelwell looks to inbound. Got it to Riley Minix, immediately fouled by DeMarco Miner.
And that's who you want at the line.
Third on DeMarco Miner. And in the double bonus, Morehead State will send Riley Minix line left for two.
Yeah, so Morehead State 13 of 22, just 59% from the line for the game.
Minix at the line in this ball game as part of his 27 points, the game high 27 points, 7 of 9 in free throws. Minix for two. Riley puts it up, and it'll rattle and go.
Yeah.
28 points for the graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. MSU by 9 with 33.8 seconds to go. That foul on Minix just took 1 second off the clock.
You mentioned slow with the scoreboard. MSU's actually up 10. It is 74-63.
Yeah, Minix hit the second free throw.
So
10-point Morehead lead, 11-point Morehead lead. Taylor, right wing, driving on Thelwell on the block to the baseline to the goal with a reverse layup. Missed it. Minix a rebound, Morehead State. And now Morton hitting the deck with a SIUE player underneath. That was Rayshawn Taylor.
And that'll be a foul on SIUE.
Looks like Thompson.
Away from the ball.
Ethan Yancey.
Yeah. The two just got tangled up as they went through the floor.
74-63 Morehead State with 25.6 seconds to go, and it will be Minix line left for two more. Riley at 29 points, 9 of 11 at the line. Also 4 of 6 from three-point range.
Yeah.
Free throw up and in, and he's at the magic 30-point mark.
He's been huge tonight.
Yep, no doubt. Again, Eagles playing without second-leading scorer Jordan Latham.
Yeah.
Out with a sprained knee.
Right, and he's had 12 rebounds, too, and those were all big.
And that is his 11th double-double of the season. Second free throw, curls out, no good. SIUE hustles offensive end with 22 seconds to go. Taylor up top, far side. Miner from 25, the three ball off the iron, off the top of the glass, and good somehow.
Yeah, and SIUE not going to go quietly. They're going to call timeout here as they have, I believe, one remaining after this.
15 and a half seconds to go, and Morehead State by nine. A lot of the crowd has cleared out.
Yeah.
Thinking this one is well in hand, but until that final horn sounds,
until that final horn sounds,
it's not over until it's over.
Right.
Some of your numbers as we look at the stats, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting 51% from the field to just about 40% for SIUE. Morehead State rebounding, trailing in that category. Rarely do they do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
35-32, the Cougars on top there. Morehead State came in as the second best team in the country with a rebound margin of plus 11.3.
Right, and SIUE just, you know, pretty much even, so it's kind of crazy that they have the rebounding advantage.
I'll look something up here in the statistics. When Morehead State shoots 50% or better from the field, they are, over the last 4 years, 39-2.
Wow.
About to be, hopefully, 40-2.
Yeah. Well, the strategy should be obvious.
Shoot 50% every game.
Yeah, shoot 50% every game. You and I should coach.
We really should.
I know, yeah.
It's really tough knowing it all and nobody listening to us.
Right, yeah, I know.
Thelwell will inbound for Morehead State. The Eagles kind of run almost like what I would call, looks like a kick coverage team.
Right, yeah.
Thelwell inbound for Thomas, who took a nice shove from DeMarco Miner.
We've seen, there's a few other teams that do this, but Morehead State, they line everybody up, and it's almost like, you know, a football formation where everybody's going out for a pass and running a pattern.
Fourth foul on DeMarco Miner sends Thomas line left for two with 13.9 seconds to go. So hold your breakfast for just a moment.
Yeah, SIUE continuing to foul, continuing to extend the game.
Free throw by Thomas up and through.
It's a four-possession game, Chuck, with 13.9 to go. Will they finally wave the white flag after this next possession?
12 points for Khalil tonight as he shoots the second free throw, and it gives him 13. And the Eagles on top, 77-66, 13 seconds to go. Taylor, right baseline drive to the hole, a layup over Minix, and he scores it. 8.8 seconds to go. Thelwell to inbound to go the distance, right to left. Again, Morehead State with that five out of bounds at the baseline. Yeah. Thelwell, the inbounder. MSU gets the ball in. And Miner will finally foul Thomas. Ricks was knocked down at the near side.
Right.
And helped up by Rayshon Taylor.
Yeah.
And Miner just fouled out. He's the second Cougar to do so. Lamar Wright fouled out earlier.
Yeah.
DeMarco Miner, a fine player. 18 points, 13 rebounds. He had a double-double. He also had four assists to his stat line tonight.
Mm-hmm. SIUE, a pretty tough team, but they have struggled on the road this year, just 1-8 coming into this game. So, but not giving up, even with just 7 seconds to go.
6.8 to be exact. Thomas, a free throw up and good. Thomas, 14 markers. Minix leads with 30, Thelwell with 17, and Thomas with his 14. Khalil with the next one. It'll rattle and go. So Morehead State with a 79-68 lead. Shamar Wright, top of the key, triple. Off the iron, off the glass, no. Ricks a rebound, ball game over. And Morehead State wins number six in a row in front of a good crowd. Good win without Jordan Latham.
Yeah, real good without Jordan Latham.
And the Eagles will take home a 79-68 triumph over SIU Edwardsville. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Drew Barnett. Post-game report coming up in a couple of minutes here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Well, before a season high of 3,245 at Johnson Arena, the Moorhead State Eagles win their sixth in a row, improving to 19-5 overall and an OVC best 10-1 conference mark as they knock off SIU Edwardsville 79-68. For the Cougars, they've dropped two straight. They're now 13-11, 6-5 in OVC play. Drew Barnett, good performance for Moorhead State here this evening. Really good. When, again, we talk about the fact they had to play without the injured Jordan Lathan, their second leading scorer. They mixed and matched with their lineup. And I've always said this about Preston Spradlin and his assistant coaches. They are one of the best coaching staffs I've ever seen at making adjustments and adjustments on the fly.
They really are. And, you know, when you look at all the adjustments they had to make tonight, you know, without Jordan Lathan, with all the foul trouble, and again, with the defense like playing that it was, you know, playing that they the way that they did with the man, finding a way to get to the basket and create some production in the second half, the adjustments were great.
And again, MSU now 40-2 over the last 4 years when it shoots better than 50% from the field.
Yeah. And again, the strategy should be obvious.
Yes.
Yeah, shoot 50% from the field.
Moorhead State, again, a winner tonight at home. Again, the attendance, 3,245, and they saw MSU knock off SIU Edwardsville 79-68. We'll come back. We'll look at all the numbers from this ball game when we return here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 65.
How you pack of our family bone-in split chicken breast is just $1.99 a pound. Our family canned corn, green beans, and peas are specially priced for only 89 cents a can. And Jack's original 15-ounce pizza are just $3. The best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find,
The best place to get a quick loan. The best place to buy or sell a firearm. The best place to buy jewelry. The lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear. The place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Morehead State wins at home tonight, 79-68. It was a doubleheader sweep for the MSU basketball teams. The Eagle women also beat SIUE, that score 69-66. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, Morehead State, and SIU Edwardsville, 79-68. The Eagles win it. First of all, for the Cougars of SIUE, they were led by Rayshawn Taylor, who poured in 22 points, DeMarco Miner with 18 markers. They were the only two SIUE players in double figures. 9 points for Terrence Thompson, Shamar Wright with 8. 7 points for Lamar Wright before he fouled out. Desmond Polk had 4. SIUE ended up 26 of 65 from the field, an even 40%, 3 of 21 from outside the three-point arc, just 14.3%, and from the free throw line, 13 of 17, that's about 76.5%. Edwardsville out-rebounded MSU, 35-33. DeMarco Miner led his team with 13 boards, so he had a double-double, 18 points, 13 rebounds. The Cougars had 8 assists, 12 turnovers, 8 steals in this ball game, and no block shots. Checking the Morehead State side of the ledger, 3 players in double figures. Riley Minix with a game-high 30 points. Drew Thelwell came alive, 17 points for him. Khalil Thomas, a solid 15. From there, you move to Eddie Ricks with 7 in his start tonight, with Jordan Lathan hurting. 5 points for Jerome Morton. 3 points for Deontay Miles. And Zach Iyemi with 2. Morehead State played 7 players, and all 7 got on the scoreboard. MSU 23 of 45 from the field, 51.1%, 13 of 27. Outstanding 3-point shooting at 48.1%. And from the free throw line, tried 30, made 20. That's just about 67%. MSU rarely does this, but they lost the rebounding battle tonight, 35-33 to the Cougars. Morehead with 7 offensive rebounds. Top board man for Morehead, Riley Minix, he had 13, meaning he also collected his 11th double-double of the season and the 69th of his college basketball career. Eagles in this ball game with 16 assists, 7 of those by Drew Thelwell, 16 turnovers, 6 steals, 4 block shots, 2 of those by Eddie Ricks. Morehead State coming away with the victory here at home tonight, knocking off SIU Edwardsville 79-68. I'm Chuck Mraz. We'll come back with MSU coach Preston Spradlin here in a couple of minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Again, Morehead State wins it 79-68 over SIU Edwardsville, a shorthanded Morehead State basketball team playing without second leading scorer Jordan Lathan, who had to sit out with a sprained knee. And heck of an effort, Coach Preston Spradlin, by your ball club this evening.
Yeah, I'm always proud of our guys, but after this one, I mean, this is a special one. Obviously, you know, we keep talking about the loss, you know, down there a few weeks ago and just how pivotal it was for our season. But, you know, had we had a full roster here today, I would have been crazy proud of our guys for responding and winning this one. But I'm especially, especially proud of them. With a guy like J2 not being able to play and guys stepping up, and those two freshmen were just phenomenal here today, and Jerome Morton and Eddie Ricks. And, you know, Drew Thelwell, you know, you and I talked about it. You know, we needed him to score a little bit more. He hadn't really been looking for his shot like he's capable, and then he comes out here tonight, hits four big threes, you know, 17 points, and still gets his seven assists. And prove why he's, you know, he's one of the best players in our league and in program history.
Well, Riley Minix had to play all 40 minutes tonight. He was the Iron Man among Iron Men for your ball club. And, boy, was he a leader tonight. 30 points, 13 rebounds, his 11th double-double of the season, three assists, also two steals and a block shot.
Wow, how about that? I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. You know, he's just such a special player. And you know what, credit him, because, you know, typically when Riley has a mistake in a game on either side of the ball, it's because of his fatigue. And there was no opportunity for him to be able to do that, obviously playing all 40 minutes. And it just solidifies as the best player in this league, you know, by a wide margin, because he impacts the game so much. And obviously he's a winner, but, man, he's special.
A win like this to me really shows the mental toughness of this team. It's almost like it doesn't matter what's going to happen out there. We're going to find a way.
Without question. You know, this group just moves on to the next play. When things aren't going well, the next man up mentality when somebody's not available. And just keep pushing forward. You know, I just, you know, our fans and everybody, and nationally, obviously national television, people got a chance to see just how good our program is. But I tell you what, like knowing that story and those types of things, their character, Chuck, and their humility is just off the charts. I mean, it's and this is such a fun group to be around, and all of those things just allow the guys to be able to, you know, overcome the adversity that we've had here as of late. And so that was just extremely proud of them.
Well, this was, we talked about it, kind of a bit of a revenge game, if you want to call it that, and beating SIU Edwardsville, who handed you guys your only conference loss of the season. But I know that's not something you really focus on.
No, you know, not the revenge part of it. Again, we focus on the getting better part. Like, that's really all it is. And when you lose a game like we did, it shows you things you got to get better at. It shows you that you know, if you don't play exactly the way this team is built and designed and taught to play, then you allow other teams to be able to beat you. And so, again, most guys, Chuck, they really struggle to handle that type of authenticity, right? That truth that comes at them, because that hard truth. But we got just such great guys that they take it to heart and they work on it and they get better at whatever you ask them to get better at. And it's the result you see right here.
Well, you know, we talk about adversity. Both your post players, Deontay Miles and Zach Iaimi, they wind up with four fouls apiece. They had three each at halftime, and you had to kind of mix and match to get them off the floor, to keep them in the game. And that would probably be a main reason why you guys were out-rebounded tonight, 35-33. But somehow they managed to finish the game on the floor. They ended up with four.
Yeah, you know, and all of their rebounds, or excuse me, all of their fouls came on rebounds. Like, we're going to the offensive glass, and, but whatever. But, you know, we were still, like you said, we were still able to get, 34 minutes out of those guys, which means Riley only had to play 6 minutes at the five. Not that we don't want to play him at the five. He's obviously terrific at doing so. But that really gets into the minutes of those guards and into their legs and makes them have to play more minutes than you'd like for them to. Hopefully we can get guys healthy and get them back and keep those big guys out of foul trouble.
As I told you before we got on the air, my greatest disappointment tonight was Deontay Miles hitting a three as the shot clock was going out, a desperation three, and picking up a loose ball and firing it in.
Yeah.
And it would have been his first three of the season.
It might have been his first career three in his all of his basketball career. But, yeah, Deontay did some great things here for us. And really huge offensive rebound and put back. And I think it was a double put back. He padded his stats a little bit right there. Down late, when they were really trying to make a surge on us. And that was his only field goal, and that was certainly a big one.
You had a 14-point lead. I think it was 45-31, and some things happened. They started to score some points. Miner got hot. Rayshon Taylor hit some points.
Yep.
The technical foul,
yep.
And all of a sudden they're within two, and it felt like that could be break point in a sense, but you called the timeout, you regrouped the guys, and they came right back out and did the job.
Yeah, and again, you got a tough group, you got a mature bunch, and they they calmed down. Hey, look, this was our mistake. We're not communicating. That technical's obviously on me. Let's all do a better job. Let's clean this up. They hit a couple tough shots. Got to rebound the ball. But let's get back to doing what we can do, and obviously these guys trust that the game plan's going to work, and it did.
Talked about Jordan Lathan having to sit out tonight with the sore knee. How's he look for Saturday?
I'm hopeful. I thought he made some great progress today in our shoot around. We'll see where he's at tomorrow and shoot around come Saturday. But, I'm hopeful that he can get out there and play for us.
Eastern Illinois on Saturday.
Yep, and always a tough out. Marty does a great job with their group. And we'll see. They've been like us and like a lot of teams in our league. You don't know who's going to be available for them. And, if they get one of those guys who's been out for a little bit healthy, I don't know if they played tonight, then they're a different team. They really, truly are. And so every team's extremely dangerous, and you got to see who's available, and you got to be prepared.
So they wound up winning tonight over Southern Indiana.
Wow, it's a good win. It's a hard place to win right there.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought win tonight. Congratulations to you, your assistants, and all your guys because, you really had to work for this one.
We did, and staff did an unbelievable job just managing the guys and the minutes and the lineups and the subs, and all of that. And if I'm not mistaken, Andrew Thelwell tied the record tonight for most program wins.
Yeah, he did. We talked about it earlier, but you are correct. He is now with 88 career victories as a player. Terrence Hill with 88. So if he can get one on Saturday, then he's the all-time leader in that category.
How about that? Pretty special. And as I'm sure you've mentioned on air, I know you've said to me, couldn't happen to a better player, better kid than Andrew Thelwell, right?
Absolutely. Another point of order to mention to you, Riley Minnick's cleared 2,500 career points for his college basketball career.
How about that? That's a lot of buckets right there. Man, wow, what a player. What a player, man. Really thankful to be his coach, both those guys, all these guys, to be honest with you.
Well, thankful to be here. Thank you for coming over.
Thanks, Chuck.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins tonight over SIU Edwardsville at home, 79-68. We'll come back for the final segment of the postgame report in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64, exit 133 in the industrial park.
Back at Johnson Arena, where Moorhead State finishes off a 79-68 win over SIU Edwardsville. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Drew Barnett. Also tonight, as we spoke about, the MSU women with a victory over SIUE, 69-66. So a doubleheader sweep for the Moorhead basketball programs. Around the rest of the men's scoreboard, a big one. Little Rock knocks off Western Illinois 63-60. So that MSU's lead over the Leathernecks in the conference standings is now at two games heading into this weekend. Elsewhere, Southeast Missouri at home beats Tennessee Tech 88-69. Eastern Illinois, who Moorhead State plays here on Saturday, wins at Southern Indiana 81-71. And with about 4.5 to go in St. Louis, Lindenwood trailing Tennessee State 58-49. Time to name our MSU star of the game, Riley Minix, in 40 minutes of play. The Iron Man tonight, 30 points to lead all scorers in the contest. Also 13 rebounds, his 11th double-double of the season. 3 assists, 2 steals, a block shot. Riley Minix, a 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, is our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball coming up on Saturday, as the MSU women and men, a doubleheader against Eastern Illinois. The women's game starting at 1 p.m. Tom Lewis starting the pregame show at 12:45. The men will start their game around 3:30, and I'll open up the pregame show at about 3:15 that afternoon. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner tonight, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Morales, reminding you the final score from LSD Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. Moorhead State 79, SIU Edwardsville 68. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball.